Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I must still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV. We in the park or I'll be a
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, grown man, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, Shima, pull up, valet park car, Bima, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds that glow, ice blind them and show, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way or the highway. Iron the toe, yes, I'm a pro. Press iron the foe. Talking what I walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him, in the low bubble, trouble with the low brim, running no huddle, double the score, Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor, won't settle with all, middle finger to loss, parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more, look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore, mimosas, what I said, starting my mom, while these other niggas playing, cute playing the show, beachfront, she can front if she want, trust. Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arranged in court. But no dame, it's public. I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire is fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Do it big, Chris Wallace. Any night, take flight, St. Thomas. First class recliner, wine and empanadas. Stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage. Touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba. Chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda. Blue water, white sand, Ronas in the cooler. Cue Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly. Chilling, crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh? They told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion. Thought you was fancy, huh? Guess you drew like Nancy Dunn. Shed a tip for every lappy run. Real rap, cause on track, he El Cappy son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, Light, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
All right, Dodge and Kivas. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, what we had a repeat show of Love and Entertainment due to the fact of all the situations that was going on with Sandy. I hope everybody, you know, made it through the hurricane and everything. You know, we have to support those people that destroyed. That's how I'm going to say it, because you got people that's actually living on the streets right now. They was houses was just destroyed and everything. So mainly they got an organization with the Red Cross where you could send in money to help these people out that was, I'm going to say, corrupt by this hurricane, which was a real sad thing. Now, tonight, we have a special show for y'all. We have Nadia Khalid, which I hope I say her name right, with the GQ General Question. We have up-and-coming artist Jux Diamond, and we're going to be playing his smashing hit, Get It, Wildin' Out, featuring Mike Geronimo. Then, after Diamond, we have one of the biggest promoters in the scene. My Swagger is Crazy. And he's going to let us know what's been going on with him. And then after Swagger, we're going to have Flowway, another promoter, and find out what's been going on with him with On The Rocks Entertainment. So stay right there and don't move. I'm your host, Rich Money, and we'll be right back with Nadia and her GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is something special for you.
Like this.
Gods and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Nadia Remy Khalid. Nadia, welcome to the show. Hello, Nadia. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me on the show. This is truly a blessing from God, and it is truly my vision.
I want to really thank you for joining us this evening, you know. And, you know, and I know you also is a busy female. You know, you have a lot of things going on. You're a busy lady. So I really thank you and honor for you taking this time out to join us.
Yes.
Now, well, would you like to tell the listeners a little something about you before we start off with your GQ general question?
Sure. My name is Nadia Yemi Khalid. I am a mother of three wonderful children. I have a 23-year-old son, an 18-year-old daughter, and an 8-year-old daughter. I am a single parent, and I have been a single parent for a very long time. I must say that that journey as a single parent was very hard, but by through the grace of God, He brought me through many, many storms that I think that I wouldn't have gotten through without Him. I currently work independently on my own business. I'm currently an author. I've been writing for about 25 years. I'm going back to grade school writing poetry. I'm writing my feelings down on paper when it came to pain and emotions and peoples and feelings. I was always an exceptional student in school, honor roll student, dean of students, straight A student. And I would have to say that school was one of my greatest motivators due to the fact because I came from a background of child abuse sexually, psychologically, emotionally, and mentally. And school for me was an outlet because it was the one place that I could go to where no one could hurt me and that I would get all the praises that I couldn't get at home. I currently have my bachelor's degree from DeVry University, praise God. I graduated with honors, and I'm currently working on my master's.
Okay. I honor you. Okay. So that's good. You're doing a lot right now, and that's good that you ain't letting nothing distract you from doing what you want to do.
That's right.
That's the main thing. Now, go ahead. You got something else you want to say? Go ahead.
You have to have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a vision, you have a path. And once you have that path, you know which way you want to go. But one thing I always tell people, that without God, you can't go anywhere because there's only but so much that man can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is up to the higher power.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You're definitely right about that. And if you don't believe in Him, then you're going to have serious problems.
I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. I'm so glad to have a sound mind because all that I've been through in my life could have turned out many, many tragic ways. And even though I went through those storms, and a lot of times I questioned God, why me? He was still with me because He brought me through. And even though I went through those storms and there were some very hard lessons I had to learn, I did learn them. And sometimes I fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I was in darkness. I was in tears. I didn't know if I was going crazy. I was like, where is the love at? Does anybody love me? And the most important thing, did Nadia even love herself?
Uh-huh. That's the main thing. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
Yes, you do. And that was a very hard lesson for me to learn. If you look at my outer shell, I could describe myself as very flashy. I carried myself in a very classy way. I dressed nice. I knew the exact words to say. I knew how to get what I want. And I always had class about myself. But that was just my outer shell. But when it came to my inner shell, which was the woman, the mother, the person, the sister, the daughter, the granddaughter, the cousin, the friend, I was a mess.
Wow.
And I didn't know where to begin to clean myself up. And I didn't know how. I didn't have the tools. I had no direction. A lot of things that I learned in life, I learned by trial and error. And I thank God for those trial and errors because they brought me to where I am today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. There's nobody more powerful than that man upstairs.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, what's your general question for you?
My general question is, my segment that I wanted to talk about tonight is a very global, cultural, ethical issue that happens all over our world. And in a lot of homes, it's a hush, hush, be quiet, don't say nothing thing. Domestic violence.
Okay.
The reason why I chose this segment to talk about is because I am a domestic violence victim, or shall I say, I'm a survivor.
Wow.
This is a very sensitive subject for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in my life, it was sensitive to me too, because I was afraid that if I opened up and told people some of the most brutal things that happened to me, people would talk about me or people would look at me differently. But at the end of the day, I said, this is my life. This is my story. This is what happened to me. And I'm not saying that my story is going to save the whole world, but between me and God, if I can reach one person and give one person the courage to reach out for help, I feel like me and God's mission, it's ongoing, and nothing can stop us.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Wow, that is a very deep topic, too. All right, people, Dons and Divas, the phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to give your point of view on Nadia's topic, or you can stay on the line to hear the shows. Now, you know, domestic violence is a real serious thing. What I don't understand is, and I'm a direct this mainly towards the female, because in a domestic violence situation, you got a lot of females that be in that situation, and they just refuse to get out of it.
But you know what it is? You know what it is? It's a cycle. It's a cycle. It begins as a cycle. It begins as a push, an argument. I'm sorry. It will never happen again. And, of course, you must remember that this is someone that you love. This may be your confidant or maybe your husband. So this is someone that you have entrusted that's going to love you, that's going to protect you, and that's going to be your everything. So you would never think that the person that would bring you so much happiness in the end would bring you so much turmoil. Once you start that cycle like I did, I was in too deep. And when I say I was in too deep, I couldn't see. Everybody can always say, I would never do this. How could you do it? Why did you do it? Why did you say? But my biggest thing is, until you walk my shoes and you live my life and my story, then you can talk. Once you're in that cycle, you're in complete darkness. Your children can tell you to leave. Your family can tell you to leave. The police can tell you to leave. Even supporting agencies will tell you to get out. But until you are ready to get out, until you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, is when you have your epiphany. And that's what happened to me.
Okay, see, so my thing, okay, you love this person, all right?
Yes.
You love this person mentally, but he's not loving you physically back. He's not even loving you mentally back. So what I'm trying to figure out with a lot of females is, you know, I understand love. Love is a strong thing. It's a strong word. But
yes,
if you
is.
Love this person and they beating you to a point that you're getting bruised up, it got to be some point in time where, you know, that you got to leave. You can't let them say to you, oh, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it again. It's like a person that's cheating. Once you do it, you're going to keep doing it. And you keep letting them do that. You understand? So to me, it's like a hard situation to bear by with the females. I can't say a guy that I know that was getting beat up or anything like that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But it's mainly to the females. We actually have a caller online. We're going to bring them on real fast, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, yes, I am.
How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm good.
That's good. How are you doing?
All right, I'm good.
That's good. How can I help you?
I heard of the topic. It's having to do with domestic violence. I can say I am a survivor myself.
Wow.
And your story sounds so familiar to mine. I wanted to add a little something to it. Maybe you know something about this. Relationship addiction. Have you ever heard of that?
Very addictive.
Yes. Relationship addiction. They have groups. I've learned that there are groups of people who have gone through this.
Yes.
With that cycle you were talking about, that repetitive, you know, cycle. And the addiction, the relationship being an addiction, that relationship comes before anyone and anything.
Almost like a drug.
Yes, exactly. And it does exist. When I first heard about it, I'm like, no, that's just something that this lady is making up. And then I read a book, and then I met some more people and, you know, spoke in a few groups. And I'm like, wow. Yeah.
Domestic violence is very real.
Yes.
And for myself, what I can say, I know that love is not supposed to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look back at my childhood and the abuse that I took at such a young age,
mm-hmm.
the blows, the burns, the innocence that was stolen from me, after a while, I became immune to those things. And unfortunately,
yes.
I carried that baggage into my adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got into this relationship, my self-esteem was so low,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't feel good about me, and I thought that was the norm.
Right.
Just how sick I was.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes, you slapped me one time. It really meant to me you loved me, and you apologized, and it was okay.
And then you start looking for the argument. You start looking for the slaps. You start looking for that because you're so used to it, and your mind is in that state where you're so used to that, and so you start looking for that. You create an argument, you know, even. It's crazy.
One thing that I've learned about abusers, they are control freaks,
uh-huh.
and they are womanizers.
Uh-huh.
They have to be in constant control.
Yes.
And my abuser had been a womanizer for about 25 years,
mm-hmm.
and it always had been his way. He
mm-hmm.
was the show. I want to say he was like, to himself, another P. Diddy, but with no money.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so it was like his way or no way. He would tear me down with my self-esteem, telling me that I'm the only one that's going to love you, because at that time I had a weight issue. And when I looked at myself, all I saw was my beautiful face. I didn't see my body.
Yes,
but he would tear me down.
He would tear my
self-esteem down to the point where I felt like I couldn't do any better, and this was going to be my life forever, so I accepted that.
Uh-huh.
But that was what God had intended for me. But
mm-hmm.
until I tired and I had my epiphany and the light came on and I said,
Mm-hmm.
something's got to change.
Yes.
So I took it upon myself to do a self-evaluation and look deep down in myself, and I went back to my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very painful, and it was very hard, because I had to really talk about some very brutal things that happened to me that transpired into my adulthood, into that relationship. So it was like deja vu all over again.
Right.
So it's very true, and I support domestic violence, which is the month of October. It's very passionate. We have lost so many women to domestic violence. It's just unbelievable. Just because a person decides that they think that they have the right to take a life that they don't have a right to take.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too.
Yeah.
This is my life that God gave me. God didn't give me my life for you to take from me.
Mm-hmm.
But he broke me in pieces, but he didn't break me.
Yeah.
And from being broken, you can be healed.
Yeah. Well, I would like to commend you for all of your heartache and trials that you're going through and getting through them and becoming the woman that you are. I'm glad that I called into the show today because it helps me to even get another step further, you know, knowing that there's someone else out there that, you know, that I'm not the only one.
We're not the only one. This is all over the world. But you know what hurt me so much is that my children were exposed to this, and I have two daughters.
Yeah.
And my daughters asked me many of times, Mama, why don't you leave? Why is he here? You know what?
I remember one of my children asking me, Mom, why don't you leave? Mom, why don't you leave Dad? I remember that day. Wow.
I couldn't do nothing but put my head down and cry. I didn't have an answer for my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I was just that weak and broken.
Yeah.
My spirit was broken, and I didn't know what to say to my daughters. But I know today, as I live today, that I am a survivor.
Yes.
And I'm work in progress. And I want to share with the whole world to let them know that domestic violence is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
That we can rebuild ourselves. We can empower ourselves. We can get the support systems that will give us the tools to put our lives in the positive directions that it needs to go into to be better women, mother, siblings, aunts, cousins, or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
We are survivors.
Yes.
Even the ones that are not here with us.
Mm-hmm.
We are surviving for them, so therefore we are carrying their legacy with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I want to thank you for embracing my story and listening to me. I have a book that's going to be coming out January of 2013, and it's a wonderful book. It is wonderful, and it talks about my whole life, the truth, nothing but the truth, the good, the bad, the ugly, the laughter, the fears, the tears, the skeleton, the lies. It tells it all, because you know what? If I couldn't be honest with myself and my viewers, I couldn't have written my book.
Exactly.
Well, ladies, this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to stay online because we have another caller that's coming on.
Okay.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Doing good, and yourself?
I'm
good.
Hi.
Good. Great topic.
Yes,
great topic,
is.
Sad topic, but nevertheless, I think every woman has went through it some way or another, whether it was verbal, you know, mentally, physically. I think every woman and actually man have to.
That's right.
But,
that's right.
Because man I'm a living too. Witness. And sorry about that. I'm breathing hard.
Okay. That's okay.
But when I went through it, my daughter started getting involved, you know, and if you would have struck my child, I know I'd be in prison now.
Amen.
And when it started affecting my child, he had to go.
That's right.
He had to go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you spit in my face, that's the worst thing you can do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about. And, I was in shock for about, I guess, 2 or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I took his glasses off. And, I mean, I punched him dead in between his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere. We talk about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere. Here comes my daughter that's only, what, 11 or 12 then? With this 3-inch boot heel hit this man in the top of his head. And it was like his eyes just went bloodshot. You know, and he's standing there and like, oh, nice shot, want another one? And she was getting ready to whirl him again. And I had to catch her. I said, get out of my home now.
That's right.
Because
that's
if we would have killed him, we'd both been locked up somewhere. Or I would have
been
without my daughter.
You know what
I'm
going to tell you, ma'am?
What's
you
that?
Were a whole lot stronger than I was, because I can honestly say I didn't do that with my daughters, and that was the biggest mistake that I made, because I was just so in deep that I was just so in love, and being in love, I hurt my children, and now I have to rebuild that trust in my daughters and show them that this is not the way a man is supposed to treat a woman. And a man is not supposed to put his hands on a woman. They will forgive me, and they will earn my trust, but they will have those scars with them forever. And that is something that I have to live with the rest of my life.
Yeah, because they're feeling like, hey, you chose him over them.
Yeah.
You know, I love this man deeply, too. I'm going to tell you how deep it was. I moved from one state all the way, what, 8 hours difference, 8 hours, you know, away to be with this man. He was the only person I knew when I moved there. I took my child, and after like a year and a half, this started going on because he was an undercover crackhead. You know, I didn't know it. You were taking my pills. You were doing everything. And I was deeply in love with him. You know, I didn't have nobody per se to, you know, like family. Nobody but my daughter. And I had met a couple of people. You know, but his daughter even came into my life. And she was there with me. She actually went, took me downtown to get a restraining order on this man. I cried. Yes, I cried during the night. But when that happened, when he spit in my face, that was it.
That was
that
your
was
epiphany.
It.
That
and
was
I have to
your
say,
epiphany.
When my child got involved and it looked like you was going to strike her, no, no, no. I don't care how in love. That was it.
How long have you been in this relationship? Was he
I
hitting you
been
before?
Go ahead.
Was he hitting you like before he did that, you know, spinning your face and everything?
We would do like, you know, this little pushing and, like I say, to me, sometimes verbal abuse can be just as bad as physical abuse.
Oh, yeah.
I think back now, I was crazy for even moving from one town to another with this clown. Because we used to verbally abuse each other on the phone. He had come to visit me a couple of times.
Poison.
I went to visit him a couple of times.
Poisonous relationship.
But, you know, I was, like you say, I was in love.
Yes.
But like I said, when you spit on me.
That was it.
I got a thing about that. Well, even when I was smaller. I that's it. And like I say, when you look like you was ready to hit my child because she protected her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was probably 25, less than 30 degrees outside. I had bought the man a nice leather coat with the fur inside. I took it. I said, get out. It's cold and I ain't got the coat. I don't. Get out.
That's right.
Freeze, MF, as far as I'm concerned. Freeze. But yes, we have went through, you know, like, it was abuse. You know, and after that, I was like, what do I have abuse written across my head? My ex-husband, I went through things with him. We were together off and on 18 years. And when I was pregnant with our daughter, I think I was 6 months pregnant. This man had me bent over the couch, backward, like my back, you know, trying to choke me to death. And just lo and behold, it was, must have been meant, it was a bat standing right there in that corner. And I took that bat and I hit him in his head. That's the only thing that got him up off of me.
And you could have died.
Yeah. You know, and then, but then I was thinking about my baby, too. You know, I she could have came out in any kind of way. Like I said, I've been there, done that. But, you know, it took a lot for me to get out of them. But that last one, you know, because I had taken so much abuse before.
Right.
And I just said, you know what? I'm not going through this anymore.
And sometimes, it's unfortunate to say, some of us never get out.
Well, that's true. Until you're dead.
Yeah.
Let's
all understand what makes you really want to. If this person is hurting you to a point where your young kids out there, young children have to get involved, what's making you want to even stay with them when the first time you hit
them?
I'm going to pray.
For me,
you know what, Rich? I have to say self-esteem, low self-esteem, insecurity, not thinking that you got anything going for yourself. A lot of that could be, you know, the part of the problem. Like, you can't get anybody else. Some females, as well as men, feel like you got to have somebody living with you in order to survive. That's
a relationship. That's part of that relationship addiction. Yes.
Exactly.
Google it. Read up on it. A lot of people don't know about this relationship addiction thing. It's amazing the information that you will find out when you look up this relationship addiction. Like I said, I had no clue. It'll make you think all of these things that you can't make it without this person.
That person.
You can't make it with anybody else. You don't want to. You are addicted to this relationship. You are, and although it's a poisonous, very poisonous relationship, because like I said, I would do things provoking him, not knowing. But that it wasn't good for me. But it was because I was so used to doing it. So I was looking.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute, he's being nice.
Right.
So let me do something to make him be mean, because I'm used to him being mean to me.
For myself, mine went back to my childhood, and it went into my adulthood. So by the time I started getting teeth knocked out, punched in my stomach, hair pulled out, I became immune to pain. And
broken
I know to
bones.
Many people, that
I've been there. I've been there with a broken bone, broken nose, broken foot, broken nose a couple of times, and was still there for 20 years. Wow.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes you just don't, you feel like there's nowhere to go.
I want to ask you one question. A woman that's in a domestic violent relationship right now, it could even be a teenager. What is the one important advice that you would give them to get out? Because we can always say get out. And sometimes when we get out, we go right back.
Uh-huh.
What is the one thing that you can say to make them get out and make them realize this is not where I'm supposed to be? This is not how God has destined my life to be. I have a choice. I have a right to live. I have a right to not be hurt. I have a right to speak. I have a right to be free. I have a right to be me.
Right.
Hey, if you want to live, you'll do it. It's like I said, it's just, you're right. It's just like a drug. And I, myself, had to come to that reality with drugs. And it is. It's worse than a drug sometimes. But I chose to live. Therefore, I got out and did what I had to do. So that would be my thing of telling any young, old, whatever. You know, because not taking up the men, but you got men that's abused every day, too.
That's right. And
A woman can be very abusive, too.
Yes, they can. And I know some men that have been through that. And when they tell the cops that, the cops laugh. Oh, yeah, right. A woman is beating you.
Exactly.
It happens.
Hey, how about the time where you decided to fight back a couple of times and you ended up scratching his face, and maybe the cop came, saw the blood on him, and looked at you like you were. I've been there. There were a few times where I fought back and I gave him a black eye. And that time I didn't have a scratch or something, but I called the cops because, you know what, I made him get those that red eye look where, you know what, I'm really afraid right now because I done hit him back, so he's going to hit me
harder.
Let me call the cops. Call the cops. Dude has a black eye or blood on him.
And
so therefore,
arrest
the
you.
Cops are looking to arrest me for fighting back. So
right.
He had got to the point where I stopped calling the cops even. Now, what made me end up getting the order of protection was I ran to my vehicle to hide, and he crashed my window, and I had glass all over me in my clothes, and I was all cut.
Wow.
And I thank God that his mother saw him do this. So,
yeah.
You know, I was so, because I was afraid to tell. I was afraid
but
to tell.
But you know what they say at the end of the day? They always say, you provoke me.
Course,
you made me do it. That is
of
their
course.
Favorite.
That's the word.
Right. Now,
made me hurt
back,
you.
Now, looking back, like I said, I was in this relationship for 20 years. So looking back, I can say now that, you know what, there are times where I did provoke him, but
yes.
It was because, like I said, I was used to that cycle, so I was looking to get hit. Not meaning,
right.
Not thinking, not being in my right frame of mind, but then him being a man, quote unquote, you're supposed to be a man, you're supposed to say, I'm not going to hit her, I love her. But no,
right.
He's not a man. He's
right.
Some alien. I don't know what to call
but
it.
But I still say a man that beat on a woman like that would not step to another man.
Of course not.
They
of
will
course
not.
Not.
They will
my
not.
Abuser, I've never seen him even fight a man. The 6 years
oh,
we were
right,
together.
Right.
I never,
never
had a man.
Never
I never even seen him whoop up at a man. But with me, he'd get all up in
of
my
course.
Face and threaten me with hot water. He would even, my abuser, he was so abusive
yes.
that he would rape me in my sleep.
Wow.
I would take
hello,
medicine
baby.
At night for insomnia
yes.
because I've been suffering with for 25 years. And I would go to bed with my clothes on, and I would wake
bitch.
Up in the morning with my clothes off and my vagina full of semen. And I couldn't tell you how it happened, when it happened.
Oh,
this is how he
wow.
violated me.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Listen,
that's,
we have another caller on the line. You going to bring the other caller in? Nadia, continue on with, I don't know what you were saying, everything. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
All right.
Good.
And how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just, I don't know. I want to say lost for words. It's so deep. It's so deep and it's so real. You know, it's one of those things where you know it's happening, but. Either you know someone or you don't know anyone, because 9 times out of 10, you're not seeing them being abused.
Right.
And sometimes we don't have the tools.
We're good at hiding.
We don't want to use the resource. We don't want to tell anybody. We're afraid of what people
exactly.
are going to say. And sometimes we just haven't gotten tired of being tired.
Yeah.
When you
I
get tired
it.
Of being tired, then you'll make a move.
Yeah,
right.
I hid it. I
but
gotta
you know
say,
what?
I hid it from my family. I did for a long time. I hid it. I didn't think that these crazy things that I was going through were realistic. I didn't think that they would believe me. I did not.
Right.
And then there were a few times where I would call, and by the time someone would get to me, I'd be like, "Oh no, it's fine. It's okay. Everything's all right. We just had a little argument." So I had did that a few times, and then I knew after the few times
you were in denial.
That.
Right.
I said, I'm not telling my family. I'm going to keep it because I know I'm going to stay with them. I want to stay with them. I have to stay with them. I love them. You know, it was just so crazy, so depressing. I'm so grateful that I made it through. I'm so grateful that I'm glad that I am
right.
here today.
Yes.
And I
yes,
carry
please.
A lot. I still carry a lot with me. I wake up in the middle of the night with my face bald and sweating. I carry
a nightmare
with me. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my God because if I did not have God carrying me through, I would not be here to this very day. I'm
none of us would. None of us would.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the Creator. Even though we're going through those storms, He's there with us. But you know what? Sometimes we have to go through some stuff to get through some stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes we'll bring some stuff on ourselves that we shouldn't to put us in them positions sometimes.
Exactly. But you know,
none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all say things we shouldn't say, you know, but one thing I've learned, when you say something to someone, you can't take the word back. Once it's said, it's said.
Yeah.
Words can't be taken back.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you guys a story of this one lady that I knew, and she used to get, like, beat on the regular because she was an alcoholic. She was abused when she was younger. And what ended up happening is that she got involved with someone who actually was abusive. So what ended up happening is every day it would be something different. You know, every day it's something different, nonstop. You know, it's like he'll hit her one time and then he'll hit her again. And then, you know, she'll fight back. But at the same time, it's just like, how much can you do? You know, how much can you really do to someone that's abusing you? To the one point where she was actually going to the store one day, and we later found out that she was prostituting. And she was prostituting to get money because she was on welfare. And at the same time as her being on welfare, not having a job, she's an alcoholic, so she's prostituting to get the beer money. She's prostituting to get, you know, any type of money she can get so that she's able to, you know, get her drink. And one day,
you know what, ladies, what I want to touch on? I want to touch on forgiveness.
Well, one day when she came home, to finish my story, one day when she came home, what ended up happening is she came home and she had a broken foot. And no one knew what happened to her until, I want to say, a year later. One of the guys that she went out to prostitute with, she was telling him no, and he raped her. And when he raped her, he had something wrapped around her ankle. And as she went to get away, it snapped her ankle. She had to have surgery and everything. And then when she sat and was telling everybody all about it, she couldn't tell her boyfriend, that the one that was abusing her at home, that, oh, okay, I got raped by someone else because I was prostituting.
Right.
She ended up getting into a car accident with her kids, and she was driving drunk.
Oh,
and CPS came, they put her in jail for, you know, driving drunk. And what they did was they got her treatment. And when they took her to get her treatment, that's when she told everything that happened. So the moral of the story is, it took something so drastic like that for her to realize that this was serious, you know.
And she needed to make a change.
Exactly. And you know
what? We do have choices.
It's been 12 years, and she's still drinking every day, and she's still getting her butt whooping on the regular.
And that's her choice. That's her choice. But you know what, ladies, what I want to touch on, I want to know, how do you all feel about forgiveness, especially when it comes to yourselves and what we have allowed ourselves and our children to go through? What do you think forgiveness is really for?
It ain't for him.
Yes, it is.
As children of God, we must, we must forgive. I find it very hard, but knowing that I have to forgive, I'm working on that. I'm a work in progress. I'm working. I would like to say, I don't forgive you, I hate you, I hope that you die. But I'm a child of God, so I cannot say those things. So I battle on a daily basis. I'm battling, but I'm in prayer, constant prayer, asking God to grant me the gift of forgiveness.
I'm going through then.
Yeah.
And the forgiveness is for us, because we have to forgive us for allowing what happened to us. And then we have to forgive the abuser who inflicted that pain upon us as well. Because you know what? If you hold on to something, I'm going to use an example as a sore. If you have that sore and you don't take care of it and you don't mend it, all it's going to do is get worse, worse, and worse until it festers and it just busts open. Before you know it, you're going to either be facing death or some type of plague. So you have to forgive to give, release that negative energy and release that pain, so you can move on and go into your destination that God has designed for your life.
See, I thought that when you talk about forgiveness, and it's forgiveness from
you know, someone that's abusing you or any type of addiction, I thought that acceptance, you know, and forgiveness is the first step of the recovery. So
yes,
I would say that in order for you to start your healing process and, you know, start getting the help for yourself, that you have to, one, accept what was done and learn to forgive the person that did it. I mean, you can't explain why they did it. I mean, a lot of people make excuses for it, but at the end of the day, no one has the right to put their hands on you in any way. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. No one has the right to do that. And when someone enters your personal space like that, that's violation, you know.
And if you don't forgive, it's going to eat at you like cancer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're going to carry that with you for the rest of your days.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to eat your life, basically.
I think I talked to a couple of them. The rest of them, that don't even sound right, the rest of them. I mean, maybe the other couple of that I had dealt with in life, they're gone on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I never spoke, you know, dirty towards them, even to my daughter's father. To this day, she's grown. But I would never tell her, your dad ain't about this, your dad, that. I don't care. She would grow up to see what is what in life with her father, you know. But now
I
the
totally
man
agree
that
with
took me through the all the hell when I moved from, you know, one state to the other state. Now, she speaks to him, but she don't have a lot to do with him.
And that was one thing I did. Even though
is,
I was a single parent, I never trained my kids to be against their fathers. I never spoke bad. I was very disappointed that they did not step up to the plate and be the men that they should have been for their children. But I always told my children, that is your father. They will grow up. They will make their own decisions on how they want to have a relationship with them. And
exactly.
If that's what you want to do, that's fine.
You know, but you know, when you think about it, at the end of the day, some women, some men, they enjoy the verbal abuse. I'm not going to say just verbal. Abuse, period. You know, because if you didn't enjoy it, why are you still there for 10, 12, 20 years? You constantly going through it. You know, like you say, Rachel, you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Thank God you haven't went through it. You know, you don't have to go through it now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, me just sitting here reliving this and just listening and listening to your story, it brought tears to my eyes. Like, how did I really do this?
It's a sickness.
Why did I do it?
It's a sickness. Mm-hmm. It really
you know,
is.
Yes.
It's just a man. And I think that's why, like, I envy some people now when I see them going through it. I distance myself from them because, you know, I used to hang with this lady since I've been here in Jersey. I mean, we hung together, like, just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you might as well say she's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best man. This man is a workaholic. She's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And she abuses this man. She talks about his kid, you know, because they weren't married at the time, but, yeah, whatever happened. I wasn't there, so I don't know what happened. But anyway, don't, you know, and when people around, that's when you really get stupid. And then be like, when you agree with that, no. Don't put me in this. Matter of fact, see you later. Bye. Because this woman, and this is the God's honest truth, she slashed his throat about 4 years
ago.
Oh, my God. Hear me out. She slashed his throat. When the police came, you know what he told them? He was walking through the walkway and somebody got him. And just the other day, I heard her bring that up. Like me, that's why I slashed your throat. What you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
This man would not touch her, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say some men get abused just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when people are around, that's when she's at her worst.
Mm-hmm. And it's sad. It's very sad. And you know what? In spite of what I went through and I've been through, I do know that there are still good men out there and that I am worthy of a good man.
Mm-hmm. They are,
I'm worthy,
you know,
to be respected. I'm worthy to be loved. I am worthy. I am a worthy living human being.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the first thing, I mean, I haven't been a part of any type of domestic abuse or any type of addiction or anything like that. You know, so, you know, it's just my opinion, you know, on it is from what I see in the different people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, I think that it's the low self-esteem and it's
definitely
not, it's not loving yourself. You know, you have to be able to love yourself.
Exactly.
And if you love yourself, there's nothing that anyone can say or do that'll beat your self-esteem down. You know, and I think that sometimes when, I'm going to say when we're younger, you know, when we're younger, it's more like, okay, I'm going to accept this, you know, because you still have growing to do and you're learning how to love yourself and stuff like that.
Right.
But I think that once you love yourself and you look to God, like he is the he's the only person with the highest power. You
That's
know,
right.
I think that domestic violence or any type of abuse will not happen. You know, you can't stop someone from putting their hands on you, but the person would only have to put their hands on you one time for you to understand the type of person that this person is. You know,
yeah.
Once you understand them, then you can get rid of them quickly.
But you know, abusers are very manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
They're very cunning, very magical, and their favorite line is, "I'm sorry, it'll never happen again."
Mm-hmm.
And you really want to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
They're very sincere in what they say.
Uh-huh.
And before you know it, it's deja vu, and it happens
and
again,
right back in.
Again,
yeah,
and,
right.
again yeah. and again and again. And it's
or
a cycle.
They have a way of making you think that you caused them to do it. And in your time
right.
of low self-esteem, you believe.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And you believe it.
Yeah.
You believe
yeah.
it.
Oh, you start
yeah.
to believe
so, like,
it.
If I
you
wouldn't
start
have
to
did
live
this,
it.
He wouldn't have did that.
Right.
That's a lie. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I can say it's a lie now because
mm-hmm.
I know better. You
right.
know,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
a bigger and better person. I'm wiser now.
Mm-hmm.
You,
but
at that time,
it,
time
mm-hmm.
no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
at
know.
That time,
and
what,
with age
acceptable.
Comes wisdom. With age
right.
comes wisdom.
Yeah.
And experience is a great teacher. Time is a teaching tool. I live by that. Experience is a great teacher. Time is a teaching tool.
I tell you,
you
what,
know
you
what?
Can pull it over. You can,
even,
you
and
can
you know
do
what?
Nap,
even if you do learn from your experience and you make that mistake and you fall down, like Aaliyah say, dust
mm-hmm.
yourself off, get up,
get
and try again.
Yeah.
But like can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Because y'all saying a man can't change. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm over 40 now. In my teenage years, my first baby mother, I used to hit her. I used to hit on her. I used to beat her up. One day, I had hit her in her forehead and gave her two black eyes.
Mm.
And my mother yelled at me, and she was like, "What the F is wrong with you? You know you're not supposed to be hitting no females." But after seeing what I had did to her at that young age and everything, it was like I never actually hit a female again.
Yeah, but what about the men? Hey, you experienced that, but what about the men that see that and they still continue to do it? How do you explain that?
They sick.
I explain that as a man trying to begin to control and take force and don't have no other way of speaking to his female.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we
that's what I would
them?
Call her.
Well,
so he feel like if he hits on her, maybe that'll get him in control of her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what happened to me. I got sick. I'm a diabetic, and I had became sick, and my vision and my kidneys were in jeopardy. And I wind up having a gastric bypass, and I lost 126 pounds. When I met him, I was 260. And he said, you know, in spite of you being big, because I really knew I wasn't the type of woman that he liked, but I was self-sufficient, I was educated, I was blessed, I stayed in church, I prayed, I owned my own home, I had a vehicle, I had an income. And so at the end of the day, when I lost that weight, I started to feel good about Nadia. I looked at myself and I saw a completely different loving person, but the great thing about it is that I loved the person I was inside. Well, because of the person that I was inside, it shined outside. So he told me one day, you know, I really miss the old Nadia. I don't like the new Nadia, because the new Nadia was confident. She loved herself. He saw that I finally loved me, and that I didn't need his love, and I didn't need his recognition, and I didn't need his anything to tell me that I loved me. I knew that I loved me. And that's when he lost control of me.
I have a question for you, ladies, and well, and Rich Money. What would you guys say to young teenagers who's going through this right now, going through domestic violence, that's being abused? What would you say to them?
Well, I would say, you know, it depends on how the family dynamic is. If the daughter is close with the family, I would definitely advise them to go to their parents. If they can't go to a parent, go to a friend. If they can't go to a friend, we have so many supporting agencies now just for teenagers. And a lot of times they'll tell us now that what they discuss with them, even though they're teenagers, they can't discuss it with us. Reach out. Touch somebody. Ask somebody. Open your mouth. Let somebody know somebody is hurting you. Because you know what? If you're not saying it and they're abusing you, people are going to see it and people are going to know it.
Yeah.
So they're going to find out whether you open up your mouth or whether they see it on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to question it.
Be vocal. Take a stand. Take a stand.
You know, part of the problem with that nowadays, though, is that most of the homes of the children that I deal with, they're broken families, you know.
Yeah.
And the abuser is a family member. The abuser is, you know, a stepmother, a stepfather.
And that makes it extra harder to be able to tell.
Right.
Because they may not even believe you. You're lying.
And that's the problem. That's the problem because it's someone that's so close-knit, they don't believe the child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And from the kids that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, what they ended up doing is now they're in relationships where they're either the abuser or they're allowing someone to abuse them.
Right. Yeah. So the cycle is repeating itself.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. And it's doing that. So that's why I asked, what would you say to them? I mean, to me, I think it's easy to say, okay, well, tell someone, but what happens if the person that you're telling doesn't listen?
Sometimes
you know,
maybe our president,
you know, with all the responsibilities that he has and everything that he promotes is for the goodness of the people, the fairness for the people, maybe there should be some type of organization for teens with people that have experience what they're going through, help them get through it and help them to be able to open up and have an organization for these teens to be able to go to so they can trust and be able to open up and let somebody and let these people know that it may be an uncle, it may be an aunt, it may be a mother. Some type of organization or foundation for teens that just can't get it out. Like the Al-Anon, it's for the teens who are children of alcoholics. They have the support meetings. Maybe something like that needs to be implicated for young women that are in domestic relationships who cannot express themselves or tell it. Maybe there should be a law.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe something should be written to the president.
You're right.
Yeah.
But, you know,
a law
like that takes a very long time. And you have a lot of kids who are being abused. So what do we do for them right now? you know.
We
like,
save the ones that we can save,
you know,
and
like,
we keep on pushing the law through. We don't give up on the law because we know at some turning point, someone's going to hear our cry. We may lose some along the way, but look at all the ones we may save down the road.
Wow. Well, ladies, we have an up-and-coming artist coming on. Nadia.
Yes.
would you like to give your final thought on this topic?
Yes, I would. I would like to say, first of all, I would like to say thank you, Rich, so much for just being vocal and being honest about what you did as a young man in reference to domestic violence. Maybe that will enlighten the next young man. You may not be able to reach them all, but maybe someone that's listening may have heard what you had to say. The thing that I have to say about my life today is that I live for my father. I'm in a place now where God has put me in peace. I'm in a place now where the abuse that I took, even back to the age of 3 up to now, I have all put them in a closet. And they are closed. They are not forgotten, but they are closed. But I remind myself every day that if I allowed myself to continue to go back to those closed doors, I can't focus on my vision and do what I need to do or do what God has destined me to do in this world. It's my vision.
Wow.
I'm so grateful, ladies, for you all, you know, telling your stories, being honest, and just expressing how you feel. I can feel the emotion. I can hear the emotion. And it's a very sensitive, emotional topic to talk about. And it's hard for a lot of women to go worldwide, nationally, talk about how they have been violated or how they have been hurt. But at the end of the day, I don't care. I don't care because you know what? I've accepted it. It was dealt to me. I've accepted it. And you know what? At the end of the day, I'm still a work in progress. God still has me. I'm still his child.
There you go.
Amen. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you ladies too.
All right.
Thank you.
And I also want to say thank you to Mrs. LaVita Polite, the executive producer, for allowing me to be a part of her segment to tell my story. I would love to continue to come on and tell plenty stories because I have plenty stories, and I love to talk and I love to listen.
What is the name of your book?
I have not been able to release the name of my book due to the legalities of the book, and it's not completely finished. But what I will tell you about the book, it is an autobiography of my life, but it's a journey, is what I will tell you. And it's steps of journeys of how I was able to climb out of one darkness, go into light, go into one darkness, and go into light until I finally got into the light.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well,
able to empower myself, confident enough to be where I needed to be and where I am today. I'm still a work in progress.
Yes, oh yes.
And I always will be.
Can you leave your information with Lavina?
Sure.
Maybe we can talk sometime. I'd like to, you know, have a conversation, maybe encourage each other, and, you know, definitely.
Sure, that wouldn't be a problem, sister. I'm just so glad for the love and, you know, all of my family and friends and Facebook family and friends, everyone that's listening to my story. A lot of people didn't know that I had been through a lot, but
are you on Facebook?
This is me. This is my life.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Do I have what?
A Facebook page.
I do, ma'am. It's called Nadia Khalid. And I also have a publishing page called Epiphany Publishing Company. And what that is basically my little vision and motivation that keeps me focused on my goal to keep promoting and writing my books. So when I feel that I can't do it, or when someone tells me that you're not going to do it, I can go to that page and say, you know what, this is what I can do, and this is what God has predestined me to do, so you're not going to get in my way. Get back.
There you go.
Well, you ladies, if any of you missed the information, we will definitely forward it over to you.
Okay, thank you.
Nadia, for joining us.
Thank you so much, ladies, for having me. It was really a blessing, and I'm like almost in tears because this is the first time that I've been able to really verbally, honestly tell my story, and I can't wait for my book to hit the stores.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And it really is. And I'm all for self-empowerment for women of all races. It's very important that we empower ourselves with positive energy, positive people, positive love, positive support, positive network, loving ourselves. It's about us loving ourselves and making choices that at the end of the day that we can live with and be proud with.
Well, Nadia, I really want to thank you for joining us. And like
thank
I said, you are
much.
Welcome back at any time.
Okay. God bless you all. And remember, at the end of the day, it's the Most High.
Yes. Nadia Khalid, Dons and Divas. All right, coming up next, we have Jux Diamond. I hope I said his name right. If I didn't, he'll be on to let you know. We're going to play his smashing single, Get It In, Wild and Out, featuring Mike Geronimo. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Whew. Jux, Jux, you want to air, Jux?
Yeah, what's goody?
Oh, that was my bad. A little technical difficulty. Am I saying your name right, man?
It's Jux.
Okay, Jux, so I am saying it right.
Which joint you playing? Because Getting It Wildin' Out is not featuring Mike Geronimo.
Oh, that's all I told. Which one is featuring Mike Geronimo?
Break Bread.
Oh, Break Bread. All right, Daughter Divas, it's Break Bread featuring Mike Geronimo. My mistake, it's Break Bread featuring Mike Geronimo. Jux, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Chilling. For
you. You know, I got somebody else that want to come on the line with you.
Yo.
Hey, you there? What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. What's good?
Manhattan manager Ben Hill. My man, Jux Diamond. Shout out to Nico, Nikki.
All right.
She's somewhere in the building. Yo, it's crazy
so
right now. It's bananas, yo. I'm on 145th Street in Harlem, Sugar Hill, inside Convent Baptist Church, man. I had to take my daughter to choir rehearsal.
All right. So, Jux, what's going on with you, man?
Hey, man, being quiet is kept, you know.
Nah,
the best move in silence, you already know. Right now
in
the studio as we speak.
All right. So, everybody know, how did you come up with your name, Jux Diamond?
I mean, basically, you know, Jux is like a stick-up kid that was given to me when I was younger, and diamonds is what I plan on taking, so I'm Jux Diamond.
I feel you. Now, how old would you say you were when you first started this thing?
When I first started rapping?
Yeah, when you first started rapping, how old was you?
10 years old.
10 years old, wow.
Ten years old.
And who would you say influenced you on that?
I mean, there's a lot of people that influenced me, but me being from Brownsville, you got Smith & Wesson, Black Moon, Helter Skelter, Busta Rhymes ain't from Brownsville, but he Brooklyn, and Jay-Z and Big. Just everybody
wow.
from Brooklyn.
Wow. Now what?
But the first song I memorized was Method Man by Method Man.
Yeah, Method Man, he definitely do his thing. I got to get him on here at one point or another. Who knows? But what actually made you decide to be like, okay, you know what? I want to get up here. I'm going to start flowing. What made you want to start, like, actually get into, you just heard this music and you just like, I want to be a rapper? Or you just had it in your mind straight from the get-go?
Like, I mean, I used to write to my, you know, I used to rap to myself. And sometimes I mess up, like, I don't want to do this. But what made me really start doing this, my first year in high school, everybody around me used to be, you know, make the beats on the lunch table. So I just kicked one of my rhymes, and then everybody was like, yo, that's you know, that's dope. That's back in the days, the word was fat. That was fat. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? It was me, my cousins, and my people. We formed our own little clique. Don't ask me what the name was, but we was our own little mini Wu-Tang. And, you know, out of everybody that was in that crew, I'm the only one that actually kept doing it and doing my thing right now.
Okay. Now, Benny, we have you on the air as well, right?
Yes, sir, man. I got the privilege, man. Go ahead, baby.
Because I wanted to know, how did you and Jux meet up?
Man, I got the privilege, man, of managing Kate and Abby, man. And we had did this joint Halo with One Click Bang, right? But there was something missing, man. And once again, this dude was fronting on Facebook, man, like he was MMG. And we all saluting, we all shouting out. And, you know, the dude wound up being a fraud. But God works in mysterious ways, right? Because through that fraudism, like, we met rappers all over the country, you know. I'm talking about all over the world, London. And just he was a native, man. And then we just like, yo, we found a dude out. Jux cursed him out, man, Brooklyn style. Dude deleted his account. And we became friends, man. And we did our first collab, man, on Halo, man. We sent Jux the beat. He had the beat. He had his lyrics wrote in like 10, 20 minutes, I'm telling you. And the rest is history, man. Halo is up to like 20-something thousand views. Shot 97 is playing it. Yo, it's Brooklyn's finest, man. I'm telling you right now, I know there's a lot of great rappers that came out of Brooklyn. Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. But that Halo joint is straight fire, man. It's straight fire. Y'all can catch that on YouTube, man. You go to Jeff's Diamonds, you go to K Navi's account, you can do it and put in Fingers 6-3 and catch that joint Halo, man. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, he just got me, man. His flow was just like sick. I mean, you know how you compliment another rapper's beat or another rapper's verse. This dude came in, man, and he was a cleanup man, and he slayed it, yo. Slayed it, and we became friends, man. I just had the privilege of joining the Backblock Gang, man.
You know what I'm saying? And he co-manager now of the Jux Diamonds with the True Fan Manager.
Like, I'm honored, man. I'm honored, you know what I mean? Talked it over with my man Nav and them, and like, they open up Jux with open arms, man. So, yeah, we pushing this to the top, Rich Money. You know what I mean?
All right.
My man has been doing radio interviews. He's been doing shows. I need the world to know. I need the internet radio to know. You get up, stand on your feet for Brooklyn. This is the next best thing coming out of Brooklyn, yo. His name is Jux Diamonds with a Z.
Well, we actually have a caller for you already, Jux. So I'm going to bring them on real fast. You don't need to take us to half the scene, but they want to come on, so we're going to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Hi, it's Nikki Garcia.
Hi, Nikki. It's in the house.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Yeah,
so
checking
out
the show.
You know Jux Diamond. You heard his music and everything.
I'm his manager, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did
That's
y'all meet up?
What's that?
How did you wind up managing? How did y'all meet up?
How did I wind up managing Jux? Crazy story. We actually met through a social network, Facebook. You know, he was posting, he needed management. I clicked like 5-10 times, and he finally asked me. So, yeah. This was a little over a year ago. Yeah.
So Jux, let me ask you, what's going to make your music different from everybody else's?
I mean, me just being me, you know, I'm real to the point. I got every style down pack, and that's all it is. I could just be me. You're going to like it no matter what. Plain and simple.
Listen, man, Jux brings out a natural flavor. When he gets that microphone in his hand, man, he's more like Robotron, man. He's like one of the Cybertrons. You never know what's coming out of his mouth, man. Like, I was amazed by his lyrics. His lyrics were on ground. You know, and Nicki manages other artists as well, man, and all of them have something to bring to the table. You know, y'all got to pay attention, man. It's like this Backblock Gang, man. It's BBG all the way. 2012, 2013, the game is out. It's more locked, you know.
So, I want to ask all y'all, even with Jux, what message are y'all trying to send out to the people?
Hip-hop. All right. Pure, raw hip-hop from the ground up. No sugar coat and nothing. We're going to give it to you raw, like ODB.
Right.
It's like we got no commercials, no Fruit Loops, no fake hooks. This is straight hip-hop, true hip-hop, man. This is what we represent. We try to be underground. We need to break ground. Come on, Rich Money. You know everything that they playing, man, is commercial. Everything that they playing, these dudes are paying $20,000 and $30,000 to get on the radio, and it's the same music every day. These dudes, they don't live the streets.
Yeah.
We live the streets. We from the hood.
Okay.
The hood. We real hip-hop. Man. We didn't grow up with a silver spoon and then decide we want to be gangster rappers. You know, that's 90% of all these punk cash rappers, CEOs turn rappers. Yeah, I'm stepping on toes. All of a sudden, you want to be gangster. Come on, son. We talking about real life talk. Bullets popping, blood spilling, hospitals, mad funerals. We talking about Harlem to BK, baby.
Well, what I want to do, I want to get into one of your singles right now, Streets of New York. Tell us about that.
Basically, Streets of New York was produced by Easy LP. He used to be a hitman on Bad Boy, and like I got like some couple of words from Ed Lover on there talking about New York need to stick together, and then, you know, we put it down. Streets of New York, that's all it is.
All right, so what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into that single, Streets of New York. All right?
Let's go.
Now, before, wait, I want to ask you before you get in, what made you name it that title?
Because you know what it is? Nobody don't really tell how New York really is or, like, express themselves about the streets of New York, you know what I'm saying? From where 42nd Street, from Brooklyn to Harlem to the Bronx, Queens, Long Island. You know, they don't talk about with the robberies and stuff like that. Or back in the days, it wasn't gangs or it was crews and cliques, you know what I mean? So they don't talk, a lot of artists don't talk about that.
Okay. But we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dawes and Divas. Here we go. One of his smashing singles by Just Diamond. Streets of New York. Remember where you heard it first. G2 Power. Love and peace.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
It's a GQ Palace exclusive.
Ignition started. Watch how you step in, watch how you move. My niggas make moves right on the block.
block, cause it's on my side, and you don't wanna get shot.
I come from the streets of New York, watch where you walking, watch how you stepping, watch how you move, my niggas make moves.
Right on the block, cause it's on my side, and you don't wanna get shot.
Rhymes again to show these niggas what real lyrics is all about. The streets of New York. The streets of New York.
Bananas. Bananas.
What's good, yo?
Straight bananas. You hear that beat, yo? 64 bars out this kid's mouth, bro.
Now,
bananas.
Who actually does your production?
I mean, for production, I get beats from all over, man. It's like, it's so many names. You can't even count on both hands, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I get beats from cats that's in the industry, from cats that's trying to get in the industry, up and coming producers, out of the country. I work with everybody.
Now, let me ask you, just generally speaking,
okay.
Some people who feel about, you know, the gangster rap sometimes inappropriate for kids, but then you got some kids that feel like it is nothing but words being spoken, and it's the sound, it's just the beats that just keep them going. How do you feel about people that feel about that situation? Do you feel you're not trying to tell the kids what to do, it's just music, but how do you feel about that situation?
I mean, like me, as far as with the kids, I'm no role model, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just basically speak on what I've been through, and hopefully the kids will listen to it and be like, let me not do that. Let me go on the straight path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm saying? Like, I got a niece. Like, she be wanting to listen to my music. I let her listen to the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the good stuff that I tell her to get her education, want to be a doctor. Like, she came to me and was like, oh, Uncle Jux, I want to do the music. I said, nah, be a doctor or a lawyer. You get what I'm saying? Because, like,
exactly.
this music industry has its ups and downs. You know, one minute you could be popping, one minute you're not popping. Unlike a lawyer, doctor, that money ain't going to keep coming in. You're always going to have clients. So, basically, it's like, I rap from anything. It's just, I don't stick to one lane. I'm swerving through the lanes and making the fourth lane. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. Now, you just stumped with Mike Geronimo. Who else have you did, your material with?
Oh, man, I done worked with Louisville Slugger from Original Gun Clappers. Starang Wonder from Original Gun Clappers. It's just a whole bunch of people. You know, Freaky Zeke, Don Cannon,
okay,
K-Navi.
Okay. Yeah, K-Navi, yeah. He was on. It's crazy. Fire. Now, are you looking to do, if it comes down to, like, you do a collaboration with, let's say, an up-and-coming artist, would you be interested in doing that? Or are you just going for the straight people that's already in there?
I work with any and everybody, long as they bars is tight. And I work with any and everybody. If I could respect they lyrics, and first I got to respect them as a person. I got to sit down and talk with them, fill them out. But I'm open to collab.
Now, what's actually your inspiration and goal as an up-and-coming artist?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What's your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
I mean, as an up-and-coming artist, my goals is just to do best for me. You know, I'm going to be real with you.
Listen, man, I'm going to answer for him. We're going to take that record of the year at the Grammys. Me, the King, we all going to be on stage talking about we want to thank God first. That's our inspiration. That's our goal, man. That's best new rapper, but I'm talking about record of the year. Y'all remember that name, Jux Nunn. Y'all remember his manager, Shaniqua Nikki. It's in hell. You know, we're going to be up there. We're going to be in the BET Awards, man. Stop playing, Rich. Stop playing.
Oh, yeah, but you know, you still got to ask these questions. You know, people, my lines is flooded. So everybody that's on the line, if you have questions that you want to ask Just Diamond, all you have to do is press 1, and you go right on the air. And if you're on your PC, go to 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. And you can ask him your questions. Also let him know about his material, how y'all feel about it and everything. But, oh, yeah, you know how we do. You know, I got to get the questions in. You got to ask the questions, man.
Yeah.
You know that.
You
got to ask questions.
Yeah, that's why I love Chuck's, man, because his personality, man, it's definitely humble, man.
Yeah,
man. I was so funny, man, when they asked me to come on board. Like, Nikki, what's going on, man?
Yeah, Nikki, you kind of quiet. You know,
oh, I'm
not. Now, Nikki,
no,
are you?
I need the brains in this operation. Now, what's going on?
Now, what is the next step for Johnny? Let me ask you. What is the next step for him? Let me ask you and Lindy that. What's the next step for him?
Our next step is definitely working on this next up and coming mixtape EP. Just getting Jux out there, you know. Just we gotta do this. That's it, basically. Trying to get him up there.
Well, the A-Town coming at you.
Planet of the Apes 1.0.
Exactly.
Planet of the Apes 1.0. Yeah, that's Planet of the Apes coming at y'all. It's gonna be sick.
Planet of the Apes.
Now, Jux, did you do any mixtapes before this one you got out?
Yes.
Working is the first one. Okay, well, what was the recent mixtape? Let everybody know.
The mixtape that's out now.
You did one recently before that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, the one before that one?
The one, all right, let me just break it down. The one that's out right now is Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
The one before that is Diamonds in the Rough, hosted by DJ Omega Red.
Okay, I've seen that one, yeah.
The one before that is Prince of the Ville, hosted by DJ Pimp. And the one before that was my street album, Blood Diamonds. And I've just been on various different mixtapes. You know, in the year 2010, I was on over 500 mixtapes. So that's all we got to do is keep pushing.
Now,
what's
this
next one
coming
out? What's the next one coming up, Jeff? Let them know.
The next one coming up is Planet of the Apes 1.0 Blood Season.
Mm. Now, what made you name it that specific title?
Because I mean I got Planet of the Apes out right now, so it's like let's go to a newer version of that series, but it's just gonna be even more darker, more sinister, more gorilla like. When you hear it, you wanna beat on your chest like you King Kong.
And you had to see that in Halo. Did you see that in Halo? Did you see that in Halo, Rich Money? Going to see Jux Diamond speed on his chest like King Kong. Check out that Halo video. We got the footage for real.
Now,
so one thing they
make?
Must do before they go cop that, before the Planet of the Apes 1.0 comes out, make sure they go to Zapdip.com and get Jux Diamond's Planet of the Apes. So,
yes. Yes.
Gotta get
we
that.
Keep that again?
Gotta get that
again?
Downloaded.
Give them the link, Nikki.
And it's Jux Diamond's Planet of the Apes.
Oh, okay.
Now, post that on our Facebook page as well.
Yes. Yes.
Now, let me ask you, what's going to make this Planet of the Apes mixtape different from all the other ones that you did already?
Just growth. Every mixtape I done dropped is just growth from the rhymes to production to the way it's organized. Like, it don't sound like a mixtape. It sound like an album. You can listen from track 1 to track 15 with a bonus cut, with skits.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into another one of your singles that you got out right now, that's hitting the nation real hard. Get it, Wildin' Out. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Getting it, Wildin' Out, or Break Bread? Which one?
We're going to do Get It Wild Now.
Getting it wilding out. That's fresh. That's fresh out the kitchen. Like that's the new single we running with for the radio. Like you know, you gotta tap the scenes of what's in the club right now. But we're gonna keep it still New York with it. So I want you to when you hear this, you're gonna bang your head on the wall and wanna wild out in the house, the club, in the car, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You wanna if you got your man next to you in the car, you wanna straight you going to jail now and straight uppercut him.
Oh, you stupid.
Yeah.
See, we have fun up
in here. Jack, what made you name it Jack Tiger? Get it wild because you're going to uppercut your man?
Nah, basically, it's like you in the club and you bouncing up and down. We going to get it, wilding out for the
yo.
Night.
Yo, Vicky, wild out.
It's just that pump music.
Wild out.
We're going to get into that right now.
Yeah, y'all got me in the church ready to knock out the pastor. Stop playing.
There's another Vega by Just Diamond. Get it, wilding out. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's fire, baby.
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Shit. Hold up, you see me. If you're blind, put on bifocals. I'm moving, I'm grinding. The other cats is local. I'm hot in the air. Why I do this mid-level? Dig your old damn brain with the pitchfork and shovel. Crunch time, you know I grip my heat, so you know it's bang time. That flat line, you hear that beat, you know it's that dead time. Got soldiers, got goonies, ain't afraid to put in the work. When I tell them let's ride, these niggas gon' ride, put you deep in the dirt. Money, I got it, I get it, I spend it. Got dudes on the block with that work and they flipping it. You know that boy just bounced from Brownsville. Never ran, never will, money so ill. Game over, take over, so you know real, recognize real.
Alright, gotta get this money right. We wild boys, wildin' out for the night. Surprise bottles, poppin' everywhere. We got them shakes stripping naked, cause we don't care.
In the club, I get it. We got the niggas and the bitches in the club, like, get it. We wildin' out for the night.
I'm right around, I'm getting it, not 2 chains, but it's just diamonds in the back, bitch, yo, bitch is a good look. I feed a bait, I reel the end like a fish right on a hook. I do it just like H-Town, somebody rockin', knockin' her boots, Back to the block now, see real low when I'm cruising. I see all the haters, they mad cause they losing. I'm winning, touchdown, scoring on them, and one. You flagrant foul on me, so you get a technical, So the text get drawn now, anybody, everybody could get it, so what now? So you think it's us now, let me show these cats what jokes is all about. Red light, I'm dot, middle forehead. Pull that trigger one time, now you're dead.
Alright, gotta get this money right. We wild boys, wildin' out for the night. Surprise bottles, poppin' everywhere. We got them shakes strippin' naked, cause we don't care.
In the club, I get it. We got the niggas and the bitches in the club, like, get it. We wildin' out for the night.
Got haters that grill me, they scared so they salute me. Got groupies who love me, do anything for juxty. Bands to make a dance, dollar signs, put them in a trance. Bend it over, twerk that thing, shake it, stop, vote, extend. Fast forward in the club, we rallying. Top model chicks on us cause we styling. Back block, yeah, that money team. Dollar signs in our eyes cause we see it green.
Alright, gotta get this money right. We wild boys, wildin' out for the night.
some wine bottles, popping everywhere. We got them shakes stripping naked, cause we don't care.
In the club, I get it, 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 get it. We got the niggas and the bitches in the club, like, get it, 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 get it. We wildin' out for the night.
Yo,
what's going on,
y'all? Yo, what's goody? Be over here dancing.
That is crazy. It's fire. It's fire. Ain't no question about it. Now, if you could perform with anybody in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Oh, man, Busta Rhymes. Reason why, because his stage presence is real energetic, and my stage presence is real energetic. Like, I could actually put on a performance. Like most of these, I ain't throwing no shots at nobody, but most of these artists out, they don't know how to put on a performance. That's the purpose of being an entertainer, is entertaining the audience, putting on a show. You know, when I perform, I like to see the audience feel what I'm feeling. That's the music.
All right. Well, we have two callers for you. I'm just going to bring both of them on right now. Take some more callers, all right?
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, let me get the other caller on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, y'all have Vanessa Diamond on the line.
Okay. How are you doing?
How you doing?
It's all on you now, baby.
I'm doing real good. I'm finger popping like crazy up in my feet.
Okay.
The last one, and then listening at you, yeah, I could rock out with you.
Thank you.
I definitely, your music is banging. I got to tell you that. And you're doing a hell of a job. Your managers are great.
Thank you.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Do you have any videos out?
Yes, I do. You can just search me on YouTube, and a whole for my performances, videos, interviews will come up.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what's nice. And so how do I get your music? Well, she just said that, but I'll get that too.
I got my single on iTunes, I Smell Money. And I got a Reverb page, The Real Jux Diamonds, SoundCloud.com/ The Real Jux Diamonds. And all my music is up there. I got music on DatPiff.com. You can just search Jux Diamonds, and a whole load of mixtapes will come up.
Oh, okay.
Tell how to spell it. Tell how to spell it.
JUXXDIAMONDZ. No S, but Z.
Okay.
Diamond.
One more.
What type of age group are you trying to reach?
I'm sorry, what you said?
What type of age group? What age group?
Basically, the age group is from anywhere from 12 and up. I got some, you know, I have a niece, so I make music for her, too. And she also, you know, was on one of my songs. And then I also make, you know, for the older crowd, you know, that good old Marvin Gaye kind of music.
Oh, now that's what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about? That's what I'm talking about.
That's definitely down my alley right there.
You know, you might hear a little sample. Let's get it on. Then it's gonna break down on some real, you know, some real smooth.
You better stop it.
Perfect style for any age group, from 8 to 80. Five crippled to crazy.
Wait a minute. I got to ask this question.
You gonna make you use Ben Gay after he performs?
Y'all are hilarious, okay? Would y'all ever think about being like in a play, like a comedy play or something like that?
Oh yeah, anyway, I got a stage and a sound performance, I'm there.
Okay. That's
well,
what
his manager's name is Benny Hill, so you know it's gonna be funny.
Benny Hill.
Benny Hill.
Oh my God. Yeah, it would. It would. But I would
I'm the Black Benny Hill from Harlem.
Y'all, you all gonna have to do a play then.
Yeah. Well, with the song that we just heard, do you have songs that don't have like a lot of cursing and stuff in it, or?
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you at all.
Do you have any songs that don't have any cursing?
Yes, I do. I try to lean to not curse on majority of the songs, but it depends on what type of mood I am. But it's half and half. I mean, I can only be real.
His profanity is at a very low in his track. He's not, you know, you got a lot of them out there that.
And one thing you would never hear me, I would never talk down on a female on none of my songs.
Yes, yeah, I got to applaud you on that one. That's what's up.
Y'all hear that, America? Y'all hear that? Hey, we jumps is for the ladies, baby.
That you ain't know Diamonds is a girl's best friend.
And you know what?
I do.
So what performance, like, have you performed with any, like, big guys, like Lil Wayne or any of them, or?
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't take nothing from Lil Wayne or nothing like that. But I performed with, you know, artists, but it wasn't like no big artists like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
lollipop here. Ain't no lollipop here, girl.
So what you perform with?
Somebody
them?
Else now.
Oh
you.
My God. Oh.
He went straight lollipop.
No. That's the only one that came to mind, like right then and there.
I don't know. You said Lil Wayne, and the only thing I could think of is the scene that they had on the awards where he kissed the other guy.
We don't do that. So if you're thinking about that, then you can't think about jokes like that. Jokes could take that. If he performed with Nicki Minaj, he might kiss Nicki Minaj, but not no Lil Wayne.
Well,
her saying
Lil Wayne, and then somebody else said lollipop or something like that.
That's why he
said we don't do the lollipop.
Don't do the lollipop,
yeah. He'd be locked up if he messed around with Lil Wayne, because I could see him uppercutting him. That'd be a record.
Like, you're going to jail now.
Don't
kick him right to his neck.
Right on.
Oh, my God.
Because Lil Wayne comes to the stage, we're going to play Wild Out.
All of y'all belong together, because I know y'all be wilding out, like you said. The three of you guys, I know y'all wild out.
Nah. That's just me. Like, if you was to actually meet me, I'm the sweetest person. The sweetest person.
I believe that, but I'm just saying, being that comical person, I know that I would be hurting by the end of the night just laughing.
Oh, yeah.
For me and Nikki, yeah, you be laughing. You definitely need an emergency room. Me and Nikki, we're going to keep it real funny and funky.
Now, where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years? What's the next move for you?
Basically, in 5 years, I see, far as with my company, Backblock Music Group, you know, me bringing out my artists I have under my wing, like Math, FP, Kendu. You know, I got a whole bunch of artists, and I just see myself, like, basically turning Backblock Music Group and being the next Rockefeller Records without us ending it.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From New York. From New York. It's time to put the East Coast back on the East Coast.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be a selfish company. You know, we eat, we all want to eat.
Okay.
You know, I believe that. Like, we're open. We ready. We need the public, man, to support us, man, because the music industry is locked and loaded into some kind of racist profile, man, where you got to be a certain kind of way. That's not what BBG is about.
Right.
No. We have artists from all genres. We coming through strong. We got young up and coming artists, man. Through Shaniqua's management and my co management, man. We're gonna blow. So look out for Backblock Gang. Look out.
So do you all like have like where you give back to your community? Have you had any shows for that?
Well, I mean, the area where I'm from, Lakes and Hughes Projects within the Brownsville area, like, it used to be like a performance in the summertime where everybody who, you know, performs whatever, they don't do that because there's so much gun violence, so.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
Well, actually, we do have something planned, man, tomorrow. God bless my grandmother, will be 90 years old, man, and we're doing something in the senior citizen community center. We got the legendary beat bash on the turntables, man. You know, every summer, you know, the battlegrounds, we do our annual cookout, man, on 151st Street in Amsterdam around July 21st. And that's our way of
giving. Okay. Well, make sure you tell Granny happy birthday.
I will. She got a gear on, and she want to hear some Duck Diamond because she's 90.
Oh, that's so sweet. That is so sweet.
You better do some Marvin Gaye, then. You better do some of that.
Hey, now I'm going to hit it with the Michael Jackson.
I never can say goodbye.
Listen. Toe the nose now.
So the two young ladies on the phone, where are you guys from? Where are you from?
I'm from Jersey.
And I'm from Ohio.
You're right across the river.
Yeah.
All right. So we got some up-and-coming artists. I'm bringing some up-and-coming artists out of Jersey, out of Teaneck and Newark. I'm going to try to bring them to the BBG crew. We got Trell. We got Ed Love. I got a couple other young cats, man, that are really nice, man.
I'm down a little bit further than Newark, like Asbury. Asbury Park. What?
Okay.
All the way out. Sorry, that's right. They jump jam a lot.
Yeah.
I had them psychedelic concerts.
And I heard Long Island.
These young people down here, man, I wish, honestly, guys like you, I wish that you could reach out to some of these kids. Because it's the younger generation with these Bloods and Crips.
Well, sister, we do youth outreach, me personally. I do youth outreach. I speak at own youth facilities. I'm a certified counselor. You know, my day job. You know, and I always go in, you know, because the drugs is an issue.
Right.
You're trying to uplift them, you know, work, ethics, community, family, unity. You know, we're trying to get back to Black Power Day.
Okay. You know what? I was your manager's name, Nikki, right? The female.
Yes.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Nikki. I was listening to what you just said. You know, like you said, you need my help. Mm-hmm. I will talk to Rich Money and see what you know. See what I need to do or what lengths I can go to have that possible. You know, hey, if that's what it takes. Because, like I said, I'm not old, but I'm not no spring chicken either. I'm an in-between.
So you between Colonel Sanders and Purdue.
Wait a minute. Well, you going a little too far. I tell you what, I'm not half a century. But I just hate to see our youth go to waste. And you know, the first thing our people want to say, the white man ain't did nothing.
That's right.
Right.
We doing it to ourselves. You know, and if it's a way possible for me to get the community to come together, the younger brothers, and listen to you guys, then hey, I'll go to any lengths I gotta do it.
Right.
You know, we like you say, with the help of me, then we can all make it happen.
Right.
Hello?
Definitely.
You know, so.
Okay, I got disconnected some way. I don't know what happened.
Oh, sorry about that. But no, seriously, I will talk to Rich Money about that and
see
what I need to do.
Yes, definitely. And definitely I can give you my contact so we can take it from there.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, that sounds like a winner. I mean, seriously, because, like I said, I love children. you know, I got grandkids coming up. So,
please leave
you
your
know.
Message for 347-264.
What is going on?
I don't know what that was.
Well, but
I,
no, I no, seriously.
Hear,
I would definitely, you all on Facebook, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Rich Money, if you could you like send a friend request for them?
Okay,
to me?
I could.
Okay.
That's
yeah, because, I mean, you know, like you said, the more of us get together and make things happen, the more it's apt to happen.
Right.
But it takes a team to make it happen. And I would love for some things to go on down here in Jersey and Bob, and especially GQ Palace, no doubt. And you guys, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what I want to do, I want to get into one more of Jux Shakes, Breaking Bread. Tell me a little bit about that, Jux, real fast.
Break Bread is basically like breaking bread with a legend in the hip-hop game to me in my eyes, Mike Geronimo. This man worked with Jay-Z, DMX, Irv Gotti, Diddy, and he came to, you know, we worked on this together, and from this man's own mouth, he told me I'm the next one to come out of New York to do it. And I took that as an honor coming from a person that I grew up listening to when I was a kid.
All right, so you know what? I want you to introduce that next track.
Yo, this is your boy Jux Diamonds representing Brooklyn, and right now you got Break Bread featuring Mike Geronimo. Let's get it in.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
No, I don't spin on my head. I spin the work in the pot, so I spin my bread. I break bread, $100 bills.
Nah, youngin', I'm not your average rapper. Nah. Been running in these streets, marathon like a tracker. Real. I hustled on these blocks, rams build that trapper. And I stay with some goon, guarantee they will clap ya. Yeah. But actions speak louder than words, and my actions is plural, combined with a verb.
With a verb.
Plus the real movement, silence. If you try some nonsense, you're gonna see violence. Especially if it's involving my bread. Try to take my ends and I will lay a nigga dead. Like, what's that sound? Man down, smell like gun residue from the pound. And yo, and I'm straight from the gutter. Rock away, mother gas a nigga and stutter. Now I don't spin on my head. I put work in a pot so I can spin that bread.
I spin my bread.
I break bread, $100 bills.
Yeah. No, I don't spin on my head. I spin the work in the pot, so I spin my bread.
I break bread, $100 bills. I don't fuck around, Dunny.
Bottle poppers, the niggas who holdin' the chopper. Suckers, we are the opposite body, a whole conglomerate. I'm in the mood of a murderer, silent, a quiet leviathan. Putting your brain on the wall for thinking of trying it. Eyeballs on the car that he's in. Y'all are more ass than Kardashians. We spend like the money don't end. You could call me Anakin, but only after the dollar building grabbed hold of him. I'm in all black everything. I smoke anything. I smack anything. I choke any king. And all I know is the coke will bring you to bitches, a brand new Benz, some pins and rims with it. And nah, I don't write you a fable, I get busy. The overlord sits for the city, is you with me? It's my story, the song I sing. Master, natural, king of pain, I'm Ming.
Nah, I don't spin on my head. I spin the work in the pot, so I can spin my bread.
I break bread, $100 bills. Feel me.
Nah, I don't spin on my head. I spin the work in the pot, so I can spin my bread.
I break bread, $100 bills. I don't fuck around, Dunny.
Jux. Yo. Jux.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, yo. Your material is bananas, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
It's bananas. Now, have you ever got to that point where you like stage fright or anything like that, and you had to throw on a dark shade?
I can't hear your head. So much noise.
That is. I need you to find out who that is.
Hold on. Okay, that's Benny.
There you go.
Yeah, he's somewhere. You can hear it. We need you to get in a quieter area. You partying right now.
Wilding, yo.
Man, you can hear us.
There you go. Just wilding, yo.
But yeah, have you ever been to that point where you was on stage, you got stage fright or something like that?
Never. Like, it was one time my own mother came to one of my performances, and she never, like, saw me perform or anything like that. And she saw me perform, I blew her away, because she was like, wow, you wasn't scared of nothing. And I'm like, because I do this. This is what I love, and it's the music. When it comes to going to the studio, performing, interviews, I love it.
So do you have any recent performances coming up now?
At the time being, not right now, because I'm putting the works on the Planet of the Apes 1.0. So we just actually trying to focus on that. Any shows come in between that, of course, but the main focus is Planet of the Apes 1.0.
Mm-hmm. And like, what's next for Jeff? What's next for you? Are you saying all that? Let's say you make it in. Well, I ain't gonna say it, but I know you're gonna make it. Let's say, would you be interested in doing like acting? Are you taking it somewhere else, or are you gonna say strictly music?
I mean, not no acting. Probably like modeling. Modeling and, you know, my own clothing line. You know.
Yeah, that's definitely next. That's a definite next clothing line.
And try to get into the tap into the sneaker market, because I'm a sneakerhead.
He is.
We have another caller for you. You're going to bring them on real fast. Okay. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes. You on the air?
Hi.
Hello. Don't be shy.
I have a question. If you could work with anyone, who would that be?
Artist wise, 50 Cent.
50 Cent?
50 Cent.
Okay. Wow. All right.
The reason why I say 50 Cent, because people say me and him act alike.
Uh huh. And look alike.
Big old act.
Because y'all act alike. I wasn't gonna ask you why, but you answered my question already.
Okay. See.
Because y'all act alike. Okay. All right. Well, many blessings to everything that you do, and
thank
you. I admire all that I've heard so far. One more question, please.
Okay.
Do you compare yourself to anyone? Do you compare yourself to anyone?
No, I don't. I can't compare myself to anybody, because I'm my own person. I have my own style, and I'm true to myself.
There you go.
I can't compare myself to nobody, because if I compare myself, I'm trying to be like them.
Uh-huh.
So I got to be like myself.
Well, I am a fan, so I definitely like everything that you do so far, and great answer.
Okay, I'm about to interview you now. Do you have a Twitter?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You should hit that follow button, Jux Diamonds, JUXXDIAMONDZ.
I sure will.
You can keep up with all my updates and my funny jokes and pictures and stuff. Everything's Jux Diamonds from Instagram, Facebook.
Okay, I am officially a new follower.
Thank you. And I will follow
everybody.
You back.
Okay, all right. Good night.
Good night.
Now, Jux, let me ask you, if you had an up-and-coming artist come up to you and ask you, you know, and wanted to succeed in this business as far as you've gotten, what words could you give them to encourage them?
Stay true to yourself, keep to your craft, and be humble. Because a lot of these up-and-coming artists, you know, that I run into, they think they're Jay-Z or Big or
Diddy, and they're nowhere yet. Like, you gotta crawl before you can walk.
Exactly.
Same thing. I had to crawl before. I had to learn the steps on being in this music industry, and I'm still learning to this day. Everything is a learning progress.
Exactly. You're definitely right about that. Well, you know, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to give everybody the information, Jeff. Give them the information. Give them the shows you got coming up. If you got any coming up, give them the Facebook. Give them everything.
Oh, man, I'm going to give you everything. I ain't holding back. You can follow me on Jux, on Twitter at Jux Diamonds, JUXXDIAMONDZ. Facebook, Jux Diamonds. I got two pages, the personal page and the fan page. Instagram, Jux Diamonds. Everything is Jux Diamonds. You can Google me everywhere. I got like over 300-something pages on Google, so you can Google me.
And don't forget to download that mixtape, Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes 1.0. If you want copies, you can hit me on my Twitter. I will mail you a copy. You can download it on datpiff.com. You can Google Planet of the Apes. It's everywhere. On blog sites, hip hop sites. And that's it.
Is there any shout outs you want to give?
I want to shout out True Fan Management, Benny Hill Productions, By the Bang, Back Block Gang, Back Block Music Group. Everybody who you know, shows Jux Diamonds love, salute, and, you know, the Brooklyn boy. I'm out.
All right. Once again, Jux, I want to tell you it's an honor, you know, having you on.
No, it's an honor. It's an honor for me for having me. I'm joking. Thank you for having me on your show, bro.
No doubt. You know you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Oh, I'm going to come back now.
Yeah,
you should never gave me that invitation.
I got you.
That's how we do. Nikki, I want to thank you. Whitmore, I mean Benny, I want to thank you also. I just want to thank all y'all for tuning in.
Right, let me give a special shout out to Virginia Whitmore, man, who's been on this earth for 90 years, man. 1922. Listen, man, we're gonna celebrate your birthday tomorrow like it's 1999 again. You know,
no doubt.
Thanks to God, man, for keeping them women in my life, man, and making me who I am. You can also hit me up on Facebook at Benny Hill. I mean, Kenneth Whitmore, Kenneth M. Whitmore. Twitter is Benny Hill 712. And, you know, hit me up. Hit me and Nikki up. Y'all looking for managers?
Definitely.
It's right here.
Definitely. And my Facebook, S. Morrow Garcia, SMORROWGARCIA. True Fan Management. Shout out True Fan, BBG, Benny Hill, the whole crew.
Well, yeah. And like I said,
I forget Bada Bing. Well, I forget Bada Bing, K Navi, One Click Bang,
definitely.
Brooklyn, Harlem, Bronx. We love you, man. We love you. Staten Island, Long Island, Queens. We ain't forget about you. Queens.
No doubt. So we're going to be out in Harlem tomorrow.
We're going to be out there.
Cornbread,
collard greens, baby.
For sure, we definitely going to be out there tomorrow. Ain't no question. Harlem is going to be crazy tomorrow.
All right, from 4 to 9.
All right, for
dinner
sure.
Dinner served probably at 6 o'clock. If you don't come and get a plate, you'll be eating at the pizza shop.
Obama's chicken.
On the menu, fried chicken, ham, collard greens, everything that you could think of is going to be there. Baked chicken, barbecue chicken. We going chicken crazy. We got pot roast. We got collard greens, kale, everything you want, cornbread. We went that far, man. Be Fast will be on the turntables, man, spending all the latest hits, man.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Just
love you, Rich Money. Love you, Lavina. Shout out to
you,
GQ Fabulous Radio.
For sure. Nikki, I want to thank y'all. It's been an honor.
Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. Coming up next, we got one of the biggest promoters in the building. My swagger is crazy. And he's going to let us know what's been going on with him and what new events he got going on. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is something special for you.
Yo,
what?
Man.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yo, that was a ball, baby. That was a ball.
He bought the whole Castle Hill.
What?
Yeah,
I seen people that, yo, I seen people I ain't seen since public school. I said, wow. I was like, wow, yo.
Yo, it was so yeah, crazy. I had to get up like the whole right side of the spot.
Yeah. Try to give us a corner, but we had to take the whole thing, man.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that ain't how to die. Y'all got to have this whole side. Y'all take that whole side. Y'all knock yourself out.
That's what's up, baby. Yeah, we had a blast, man. Just want to say, you know what I'm saying, thanks again, man, for everybody coming through. And, yo, you're doing your thing. I just want to let you know I'm here to support. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
all y'all, you know what I'm saying? GQ Palace, Shy Money, Rich Money, everybody, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, baby, just looking forward to doing it again.
Yo, make sure you tell Sister Pat and forget about her birthday party in January.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here trying to make it to your joint this month, you know what I mean?
Okay, come through. Because she hit me up on FB and was like, Swagger, forget about my birthday. I'm like, okay, sis, I got you.
All right.
Yeah, we're
going to hit you up, baby.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right, man, but I just wanted to call in, you know what I'm saying, and say I'm proud of what y'all doing, man. Keep doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
Say, hey, you know, you come, you welcome anytime, Scott. You welcome anytime.
That's what's up, baby. It's on.
Never fall. For sure.
Okay.
All right, bro, y'all have a good night. I'm going to get up here and finish dealing with my family, you know?
Okay.
All right.
All
right,
brother.
All right.
All right. So, Swag, what's been going on, man?
Man, I'm on my hustle flow shit right now, Rich. I ain't lying. If I ain't trying, I'm lying.
I feel you. Okay. So let us know, what's the last past events you had going on, and what's the recent ones you got going on now?
Well, you know, we did the last event was your birthday party / anniversary party with the Tucker Brothers. That was, what was that? Damn, what was the party was that? Oh, that was the Blazers and Boussier joint. That's Sweet James. That was the last one. Up next, you know, we got the We Run New York party, Black Friday special edition. That's me, Hennessy, Play the Game, and Y Inc. That's down at Stepping Out Studios on 26th Street, 37 West 26th Street, downtown, Black Friday. Got Super Rockin' DJ E-Kim, Will Trax, and we got my Harlem Rap Pack brother, Boogie Black, hosting. So that's going to be crazy. That's all black upscale attire. No sneakers, no boots, no hoodies, no none of that athletic wear, none of that. It's suited and booted. Anything else to the left?
So we just got some more people on the line. Say that again for our Swag.
We got the all black affair, Black Friday, upscale event. Me, Hennessy, Play the Game, Y Inc. You know what I'm saying? Swag Like Us Entertainment. We got Super Rock and DJ E Kim. We got World Tracks and Boogie Black hosting it. Upscale event, no jeans, no boots. Suited and booted, slack shoes, hard bottom, soft bottom. Ladies, get them dresses ready. Fellas, get them suits out. Dust them off. Let's get it popping.
We have another call on the line for you, Swag. We're going to bring them on.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Right, my swagger.
Hey,
Jesus.
Hey, baby.
What's going on?
You know I couldn't miss you.
I knew you was coming. I didn't know what time you was coming.
Look, I do miss you because I haven't been able to be there, but you know how it is and how it was. How you been?
You know, me working hard, trying to stay above water, trying to drown.
I noticed you've been doing a lot of big things.
Yeah, a lot going on.
That's what my swagger is about, keeping it real.
It's so crazy, though, because this is like my downtime. You know, this is my downtime. This is like, you know, take it easy once. I'm like, man, listen.
You know what? It wouldn't be right if you wasn't busy 24/7 almost.
I know. I don't know. I'm like, yo, this is you know, the holidays coming down. Slow down, bro. I'm like, man, I can't even slow down.
Well, you know what? You just need to take a trip down to Asbury Park and take a few days with me.
Oh, damn.
How about that?
She's trying to get you to come down to the house, man.
Are you going to keep? What y'all going to pick you up on that, for real?
We going to see. I'm serious as a heart attack,
get you to come to the crib.
I'm going to cook dinner for you, but we
don't
chill.
Chicken, fry some chicken, collard greens, and I'll be good to go.
You got it.
I can't remember. I don't know about the whole. I can't get home cooking. I've been waiting around too much.
Listen, and I may even have some Henny on deck for you.
Oh, you got lamb?
Yeah, I'm
going
to have some black Henny on deck for you, baby.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to have my name is Isaac Black, and none of that shit, I eat pork. I'm gonna fuck all that shit. Nigga, you talking about eating pork? Nigga, you was raised on pork. Just because you went to that fire real big, nigga, now you talking about this little motherfucking pork.
I won't fix no pork for you.
Oh, I want some pork, shit. Give me a million pork. Bitch, some pork with a man. I'm gonna go to the side of that shit, bitch, and piss me or something. I'm fucking the pork
But no, seriously, you're going to have to come on down here and chill with me. Don't let nobody know where you're going.
I ain't going to.
See, because Rich Money know where I live, so no, don't tell nobody.
All right,
you
I ain't going to tell
disappear.
Nobody.
You just disappear, and we going to handle things.
They're like, I have a Wayne Swagger sign. Boy, I have a bag of milk cartons, though.
So, other than that, you been okay?
Yeah, I'm good, you know. I'm just trying to just, you know, like I told him, Rich, I got this Black Friday thing coming up. And I just got hit up today about doing a New Year's Eve bash, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So wait, did you
have
the exact place for New Year's, or you just setting it up
right now? Yeah, I went to it. Was it gonna be something real, like, you know, not as big, you know, because I know people want to be with their families for New Year's, but it's gonna be something real, real nice, you know, for the people that's close to me and stuff like that to come out and hang out with me.
Oh, snap! You know what, Swagger? And just think, our birthday is coming around again.
Oh, the birthday party is going to be crazy. I'm working on that right now. I got one of the top DJs in New York City. Me and him talking about doing something together for our birthdays. The location, everybody going to be like, oh, how you do that? Where you get that bag of tricks from?
Wow. But, well, you remember we did it last year together.
Yeah, last year was crazy. All the nights in Paradise City was crazy.
Pisces.
I got people still talking about that party. Like, damn, remember that party in the Paradise, that all night shit?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I had a blast. I felt real important.
You are important, boo.
Oh, thank you, baby. See,
you make that ham, you're going to be really important.
Real important. Oh, yeah, okay.
You made that motherfucker glaze his hand with the pineapple?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to meet the other rat pack of yours.
Oh yeah, you gotta meet my brother, Lord Piff and Boogie Black. Oh man,
I haven't got a chance to meet them yet, but I'm sure if they anything like you, I have a blast too.
Oh shit, I'm gonna call them on shit. Them niggas is crazy.
Say when it comes to them two, it's just insane.
Like right now, I'm on air working with y'all. Piff home working on flyers and Boogie out hosting parties and everybody working.
That's what's up. You know
the mall, because the mall, like every second, third, or fourth Saturday, you know, we have OZ Tavern in the Bronx. That's between 3rd Avenue and Ryder. Oh, for Father Good, the Harlem Rap Pack anniversary, 1 year anniversary is coming up.
Wow.
It's going on a year that we've been together, and we're going to do something real special for that, too.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people, the line is flooded. You know, if you want to speak to Swagger, you're on the line, or you got to do the fresh one, If you're on your PC, call 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. Now, Swag, well, I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know what you mentioned before. We want to catch them up. How did you and the Rat Pack get together?
Well, you know, me and, well, you know, Boogie's a host. You know, he hosts the party, whatever. And me and Piff knew each other, but we didn't know each other. Like, we knew a lot of the same people from Harlem. You know, Boogie used to roller skate and all that other stuff before he started hosting and stuff like that. So we all knew of each other, but we never knew each other. You know, we all know a lot of the same people. So by me being a promoter, you know, I got Boogie to host a party, whatever. We just started bonding and kicking and hanging out, you know, just going to different parties together, you know, hanging out. And to be honest with you, last year at the Black Friday party that we had at the Paradise, that was our first official coming out thing for the Harlem Rap Pack. That was our first official. We was all in our tuxedos and all that, you know, chopping glass. And we was like, yo, you know, we look like the Rap Pack. And I was like, the Rap Pack? He's like, yeah, you know, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Frank Sinatra. And I'm like, yeah. It's like, yo, let's call ourselves the Harlem Rap Pack. And it just took off from there.
Wow. And it's just been a success ever since.
Ever since.
Y'all definitely doing y'all thing. Ain't no question about it. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing. Now you done did stuff at the Paradise, Sweet Dane. I know you had your Black and White Affair party in Midtown, in Harlem.
Black.
You done do stuff at Perks. Let them know about the tavern. What's going on at the tavern? Let them know about that.
The tavern?
Yeah.
Only tavern. That's something that, you know, me, Piff, and Boogie, we decided to do every second, third, or fourth Saturday. It's like a free party, you know, something we give back to the people that support us. Everybody come out, it's no charge. Everybody come, we got DJ L.A. Love from the Fourth Quarter Boys, you know what I'm saying? And he DJs with us every second, third, or fourth Saturday. It's something we just give back to people that support us. We just go every second, third, or fourth Saturday, OZ Tavern in the Bronx between 3rd Avenue Rider. And we rock out 2-for-1 drinks between 10 and 11:30. The bottle is $2 for $2.50 all night, you know. So we get it in every second, third Saturday. We there tomorrow night, matter of fact.
Okay.
Now, okay. Sorry about that. Now, I've heard all these different places. I ain't heard nothing about T's place, and we don't need no crowd.
Nah, T, that's a private party.
Okay.
We can't tell nobody, T. You can't be talking like that over the air. Boom, we don't tell nobody. You can't tell nobody.
All right, baby, I got you.
We gotta keep that on the...
Yeah, keep it on the low.
Now, yeah, we gotta send each other smoke signals on that one.
Now, Swag, have you ever considered about like going further to Midtown and like other states like Jersey and stuff like that to do parties, or you just want to keep it sticky in the business?
It's funny you say that, cause me and Pimp was riding around one day and we were talking about doing some parties, like starting like summertime doing like some parties in different states and stuff like that.
Yeah, cause I believe, you know, you have a huge fan base. You fill up spots to the capacity. So I'm pretty sure people wouldn't mind going out there because they know they're going to have a good time. Don't got to worry about the nonsense, the fighting and all that. You understand? I got to truly say every party that DQ Powell has been to with yours, it was never a fight. And it just so happened we went to one joint without yours and fight. So I said, ain't this something? Yeah, because, you know, Even when you throw your events with the jeans, you know, you said dress comfortable, you know, you still get a cheerful crowd. You understand? Some spots you can't do that. Because now people down there got grip under their feet. So, you know.
You know, I think that is rich. I think because how I present myself and my team present themselves, and people have respect for us. You know what I'm saying? People get disrespectful when they don't have no respect for you. You know what I'm saying? They're out there, well, I'm going to go to this nigga party and show my ass.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. You're definitely right about that.
That's the attention seekers.
You know.
Now,
you know,
uh,
And the black up there, where's it actually at?
Where? The OZ Tavern?
No, the All Black Affair. That's where we're going to be at?
Oh, the All Black Affair is November 23rd. That's the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, at Stepping Out Studios, 37 West 26th Street, Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, okay. So you hitting Midtown?
Yeah, we in Midtown.
You hitting them worldwide, man. You taking them everywhere. I ain't even mad at you.
You next year, I'm going crazy. Next year, I got some venues lined up for next year that's going to be so, I'm talking about indoor, outdoor, patio type things for the summer and all that.
That sounds good.
So, like, when do you feel you're going to be like, all right, you know what, it's time for me to settle down, I don't want to do no more parties, are you just feel like you're just going to keep going until you can't stop no more?
You know, Rick, like I told you before, you always ask me that question, Rich.
Because you have new listeners on the line every time. You know, new people come on, they want to know these things. So, you know, I got to ask you sometimes.
When I start having fun, when I start being creative, that's when I think I'd be like, you know what? That's it for me. But as long as I'm having fun and I'm giving the people what they like and they having fun, I'm just enjoying myself. And it's so crazy because I feel like I'm my worst critic because I say to myself, I haven't reached my full potential yet. And I've been in this game for 21 years.
Wow.
And I haven't think I've reached my full potential. Like next year, I got another group. I got two more groups coming out under me, two more ENTs coming out of me. I got Loyalty, Honor, Respect, Entertainment. And I got Easy to Envy, which is another girl group coming out.
Nice.
How can I quit when it is just growing? You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. And for those who want to know, you got one of the swagger groups, the Kettle, on the GQ Palace CD that's going to be presented out now.
My
whole thing is completed. It's massive. Everything is done. And we actually have one.
They working hard. I hardly talk to them. I check on them like maybe once a month, and they'd be like, we still in the studio, we about to finish the album, you know, and stuff like that. And I'd be like, well, when you finish, send it to me. But they ain't working in the studio, so I don't really. If I'm gonna give me a phone call talking about they need bail money, do what you gotta do.
we have another call on the line for you, so I have to go fix them in right now. Mm-hmm. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Got Swagger on the air. Oh, hey. How you doing,
Swagger? How you doing? Who's who I'm not speaking to?
This is Chantel.
Chantel. Hi, Chantel.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Chantel.
A lot of things going on, Chantel.
Hi, Chantel.
Hi.
Got a lot of things going on, Chantel.
She's doing it.
Yeah, Chantel, thank you on the air, right? Hey, Chantel.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Chantel?
No, I just want to congratulate you on your CD.
Oh, that's rich of them. That's rich CD. Now, I can take some props for that, though. Thank you. my group is on the CD, but thank you.
You giving your tickets out for your Black Affair?
Yes. Well, that last one we had was whoa. I don't know if she's off of medication. That damn wet. I'm like, you scared the shit out of me. I'm like, yo, I don't know what this chick good law will have, but shit, we're going to get it. We're going to stick it in the drink. Chef, tell you when you trying to win a ticket to the party, baby?
Hello?
Chef, tell?
Yeah?
You trying to win a ticket to the party?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question, all right?
I'm listening.
All right. You listening? What's my real name?
Oh. Whoa, that's a good one.
Chantel, you still there?
That's a
you
good one.
Yeah, it is.
Hello? Chantel. Yo,
Chantel. Wait. It's Lottie.
That's
it. Oh.
What'd you say?
I hear what you say. Chantel, what you say, sweetie?
He's saying
Latisse. Oh, Chantel, how you know my name?
I don't
even
know
what
you're
about to ask. Wait, hold on. I don't even know his name.
A swagger.
We got a winner that wasn't on my head this time. Chantel, you right, baby. My name is Latisse. So when you get off the air, you write your name and your number. And I'll contact you about your ticket.
Okay.
Chantel, you hear me?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got one.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't know my real name. And the funny thing is, people that do know my real name, they'd be like,
"Who are
you?
I don't even know your real name."
So for real, a lot of people think Swagger and Latisse are two different people.
Oh,
but it's the same one.
And it's the same damn person, the same damn time.
Well, congratulations, Chantel.
Yes, congratulations.
Yes, you won two tickets to Swagger. Oh, damn.
A lot of people walk up to me and be like, "You seen Latisse?" And people walk up to me, "You seen Swagger?" And I'd be like, "What?" Like, I fuck with me right on live. I'm not eating with it.
Wow. Oh, man, that was new to me.
You was
What made you decide to give your all-black affair a makedown?
Well, you know, last year we did it in the Pound Act Center. And, you know, this year we, like, you know, since we did it uptown, turned it upside down. Let's go downtown. Let's go to the next level. You know? That's made us, you know, we don't try to do the same affair in the same place. Even if we do the black affair every year, you try to move it around.
And what's the average? Let me know the average price for the tickets and everything.
Oh, the average price for the tickets is $25 for the tickets, more at the door. You know, and that's about it. You know, I don't try to. You know me. I'm not the dude with the $40, $50 ticket. I'm not just getting myself doing it. I've been saying, so fly move or $50 or $40 for a ticket. I'd be like, you hold that thought.
Because we know about the VP, we don't do the VP thing. I think it's
I ain't with that VIP shit, whatever. Now we have packages where if you want a table with the bottle service, we do that for a size, cutting off this place for you to be there with some people. Then we don't do all that. We don't do all that.
We have another call on the line for you, Swag. We're going to bring them on. Okay. Hello, call, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, caller.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Michelle, a.k.a. So You Think You Can Skate.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm calling in. Hello. Okay, my question is to Swagger Like Us Entertainment. I would like to know how long you've been in the business promoting, and what is the most that you get out of promoting events?
Oh, damn, you want to know your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Now, since you haven't been in a damn game
So she hanging up.
You work on the pay rate, swag.
I've been in the game 21 years. The most I get out of it is just seeing people enjoy themselves.
Okay.
I like to see people enjoy themselves, mingle, meet new people. I don't like nobody to stand. I mean, you know, sometimes you go to events, you see people standing in little cliques, they're over here, a bunch over there, a bunch over there. So I don't like that. I just like to move. I don't like with all that. And I don't try to be that promoter as over in the VIP section and nobody can come over there and all that. I move around. I'm gone. I'll just be gone.
I heard that.
I'll be gone. And this is my sister. She's the CEO of So You Think You Can Skate. She has her own skate with T-shirts and all this other stuff. And she's into a lot of stuff. So she do her little trips and bus rides and all that other stuff. Hey, hi, Michelle.
Oh, hi. Michelle. What, you trying to compare dollar signs or something there? Because you're doing big things, too. What you
Well, I'm gonna say this though. A lot of times, I'm not gonna lie. I wanted to be like, yo, fuck this shit. I get frustrated, and she'll call me, and be like, no, don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you. I'm like, oh, fuck this shit. You motherfucker, let me kill them. She'd be like, no, don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you. Keep doing what you do. And she's talking about me through a lot, and she always been there since like day one. So, I'm blessed to have her in my life.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Because I know it's so much competition and promoting. So, like, how do you keep up with that adrenaline, you know, because it's so competitive.
I blocked them out. Because, you know, there's no more, like, leaders in this game no more. Everybody want to be a follower. Like, if you get a venue next week, somebody else gets a venue. You put out a flyer, then they want to put out a flyer. You come out with a fair, they want to come out the same affair. There's just so much. There's no more leadership in this. It's just a whole bunch of followers.
Well, I'm going to just say keep doing what you're doing because you're showing a lot of love. You know, you're very involved in the community, and you do a lot of give back. And, you know, you're very loved, especially among the women. Hey.
One day, I'm gonna settle down and get married one day for the third time.
Wow.
2020.
Oh.
Well, but she just can't talk and say too much. Just hit that last motherfucking door. Do not hit that last fucking door. We're going to divorce, boy.
We got another caller for you, swag. We're going to bring them on right now.
All right.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, yeah, swag.
Hey, caller.
Hey, swag, it's Lavina.
Who? Lavina.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, look, I just want to tell you, you had an event, and it was the best shoe game, you know, went, you know, with one some money or something like that. Now, Swag.
Oh, right.
I had the best shoe game. I'm just saying.
Oh, she went back. Oh, she went back to that much.
Listen. I left that shit alone. I left that alone. I had nothing to do with that. I was advertising it. I had nothing to do with that. I wasn't the judge.
Did you win, Lavina?
No, I didn't. And see, I had on a leopard dress with the leopard teeth to match.
Snap.
I should have won. I think the person that won had on some it was a pink look.
night. But I'm telling you, the leopard shoes, the leopard dress, fish and teal.
Wow.
Look,
I'm saying again, I ain't had nothing to do with that.
Look, he ain't trying to be your bad grandson.
All I got to do was donate to the court. All right, Blaze, say so. Who won what?
I said, next time Swagger is on the air, I'm going to mention it to him. I should have won two games of tight, Swagger.
Well, you got to talk to them, some Toronto boys. They did. That was
dim,
the,
dim,
they
dim,
did
dim.
That. I had to do that.
Swagger cleared himself from the grip. I said, you know what? I said, wait, but see, look. Then when I seen the picture on Facebook, I was like, you know what? My shoes was better than hers. I should have won.
Oh, have mercy.
Oh, damn. I said, you know, I said, next time, I'm going to walk up to Swagger and say, Swagger, look at the heels. Look at the heels.
You know what? You know what? All right, you know what? Next time, I'm going to have something to do with it.
That's right. We need a redo on that one.
I'm going to have something to do with it. But I ain't going to lie. I see a lot of better shoes.
Oh, snap. And Swagger, you know, now, Swagger, now be honest.
Some girls in there, they have some shoes. They have
I'll get it. They were chilling like
little
shoes.
Shoe.
Now,
there was a lot of females in there killing those stilettos.
They had some bad shoes. I love shoes. Bad. When I say bad, they was hot. Like,
listen, I'm getting a tap on the shoulder all night. Listen, look at my shoe. I'm like, I see your shoe.
Wow.
See your shoe.
But that was the henny in her eyes that they were seeing in them blue shoes.
After about the 200 tap, I said, I'm jumping out of this shoe.
See, one thing about your event that I will say, Swagger, is when you do your event and how you call it, that's exactly how people come. How some
right.
people be like, oh, I'm going to have a 70 party, but nobody comes just at a 70 party. They all come regular. You know what I mean? When you
right.
say your stilettos, or your black and white, or your pink and white, or your boussier and all that, they all come up exactly how it's supposed to be.
They do. That
boussier shit. I wasn't having a contest with that one. Oh, hell no.
But you know what, Swagger? You had a couple of them in there that the bustier was so tight, the breast was hanging over.
I seen a few breasts fall out. I was like, oh.
So you know, yeah.
I was like, oh, I said, the breasts are supposed to be in, not out. I was like, this is not a breast team contest. It's a...
Said it was hanging out. Yes. See,
yeah.
if you would have seen some of them, I mean, they was just falling. They was falling. Like,
not good.
Falling
and they probably was sagging. Oh, stop taking. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you know what, Tia? We're not even gonna get into that. But they were a turkey. I'm just saying.
Well, hold on. We have another call on the line. Okay, every Swag on the line. We got another caller for you on the line. Hold on.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
No.
You on the air? Hello? Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Keisha. This is his private two little midgets.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You got Keisha.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
How are you?
I'm good. What's up, baby?
I'm chilling.
Now, your question going to be extra hard.
Why?
Why? Because you're a midget.
I'm a midget?
Two midgets behind you.
That's not right at all.
Now, your question is... Let me see what your question. I gotta make this a good. I'll put you on this. Your question is.
I'm listening.
What size is your boy shorts?
Oh, snap!
Wait a minute.
said.
Not to tell you why.
Did you just ask me what's the size of my boy shorts?
All right, let me ask another question. Thongs or boy shorts?
Huh?
What you prefer, thongs or boy shorts?
Boy shorts all the way.
What size are your boy shorts?
They are large.
You're a damn lie. Damn large.
Yes, it is.
You better get a magic wand and put some extra line on that damn hell.
They are large. I'm telling you, yes, they are.
They must have got a hell of a stretch to them.
You said what?
They got a hell of a stretch to them. They should be rubber band or something.
Huh?
You must have got the rubber drawers.
You just wait and see. You just wait. Because
them two little midgets you be walking out on all day? Jeez.
They are. I'm telling you, that's what they are.
Yeah.
They are large. Yes,
they are. Batman. If everybody shows you the large, I'm Batman.
Well, I guess you Batman then.
Where
you Robin?
Batman and Robin behind you, goddammit. you know her nickname is? Her nickname is Cinnamon Buns. Now, who the fuck gonna talk about they wear large and the goddamn Cinnamon Buns?
I'm telling the truth. There's no need to lie.
Man.
I'm telling you the truth.
You gotta wash your ass in parts.
You said what?
You gotta wash your ass in parts. You gonna tell me you only wear large?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
You know what? This is crazy. She has about 5 feet tall and her ass about 6 feet tall.
6 feet.
Damn.
I'm gonna
check
you
out.
Watch and see.
You gonna
get it?
What you gonna do
tonight?
Shut up, punk.
And this
man, you are really going
so,
to get it. Yes,
Keisha, aka Cinnamon Buns. I hope you know she's a worldwide. This radio station is worldwide, so everybody now knows. Your name is Cinnamon Buns, aka Keisha, aka what it was. And you wear boy shorts with X's that. Too small, or I don't know. What
swag was
big?
Oh, did he say she was 6 feet tall?
Wow.
No one said that, bun. I got your ticket for you and your message.
All right, thank you. And I'm gonna
check you
out when I see you.
Thanks, good night.
You want two tickets to swag all black up here. Oh, man.
Oh.
Your swag, you is crazy.
I knew I shouldn't have been drinking no Hennessy. I knew it.
Oh, man. Hennessy?
Yes.
You don't drink that. That's that devil juice.
You made me spit the last drink out.
Hennessy going to make you do two things.
What?
Get your ass locked up and get you pregnant.
Well, listen. I'm at home. I ain't getting locked up. I'm too old to be getting pregnant. So what, mother?
I think you're going with the third one. Take your ass.
Oh, man.
So, yo, swag. Could I stay in the house then?
Oh, man. Yo, swag. Why don't you give everybody that information? We don't wait overtime.
Swag, I love you.
I love you too,
Steve. You know, Swag, he's crazy, man. You know, give all the phone lines, little Swag. Give him all that information.
My information, you can find me on Facebook. My swag is crazy. No shine, no grind, F-O-H. Don't forget, tomorrow night, me and the Harlem Rap Pack at OZ Tavern, 138th Street between 3rd Avenue and Ryder. Black Friday, November 23rd. Me and Hennessy play the game. While Inc., we have Stepping Out Studios, 37 West 26th Street. All black affair upscale event. Meaning, no sneakers, no boots, no jeans, no hoodies, no sweatsuits, no hats, no white tees, no leather jackets, suited and booted, hard bottoms, soft bottoms, collared shirts. Ladies, here's a mandatory $25 for advance tickets. Hit me up at 917-553-7308. Holla at your boy. Party gonna be crazy. Music by Super Rock and DJ E. Kim. Hosted by my whole Rap Pack brother, Boogie Black. And my other brother from another mother, Will Track. We gonna go crazy. That's the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. You gonna have money, but everything is cheap. It's Black Friday.
Is there any shout outs you wanna give, Swag?
I wanna give a shout out to my Harlem Rap Pack brothers, Long Pimp, Boogie Black, my little sister Diva Swag, Pinky, Trinidad, Sexy Slim, all the Swagger Like Us family. The Swagger family, anybody forget? Who else? I got a Mama Swag, Papa Swag. Who else I want to shout out to? Oh, my boy DJ LA Love, DJ E. Kim, my brother DJ Weeze, Wood Tracks. Who else? Oh, my man Smooth Ski, my man Ray Z, the Lean Brother family, SNS, Hennessy Play the Game, YM. And everybody that supports Swagger Like Us and my movement.
Yo, Swag, you know it's always an honor having you on, and you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Yes,
we
sir.
We got that CD for you. We're going to definitely give you that and everything. And we're circling it around. We're going to get to seeing them in Jersey, Long Island. We're going to hit the DJs with it and everything.
Yeah. But when I'm moving, y'all know y'all moving with me. You're always welcome to come hang out with me at any of my events. You know, I got love for GQ Palace and the family.
I'll
keep you posted on that New Year's Eve bash. Once I iron out, once the ink dry, I'll let you know where it's at and how it's going down. I'll keep you posted on that Harlem Rap Pack 1 year anniversary celebration also.
Alright, for sure. We definitely gonna make happen. You know, because we got 5 stations now, 5-7 different hosts a week. We're gonna have them mentioning the I'm All Black Affair and all that on the stations now.
Okay, bro, thanks a lot. And T,
no
get my damn pick free ready.
You heard it, T?
I got you, baby. I got you. Whatever you want, you call me and we'll make it happen. From the Rudy to the Tootie, we gonna make it happen.
Lord Jesus,
from the Rudy to the Tootie, God damn.
From the Rudy to the Tootie, man, you only have Jesus, you only have Jesus. You said that shit. That ain't shit that my grandpa was done. From the Rudy to the Tootie.
Oh,
let me dig that nigga up and sit on
here. Oh, man, son. I'm really good, too.
But
oh,
we're
going
to come on here and having fun with y'all, for real. I really enjoy every time I'm on here.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a hell of a job.
Thank you, baby.
All right.
Rich money, I'll let you, mom, homie.
No doubt, Swag, no doubt.
All right, one.
All right. My swag is crazy, dogs and divas. All right, y'all. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above. Because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, Swagger's doing his Black album, All Black Affair. Friday the 25th. We're going to, November 25th. We're going to put up all the information to keep y'all informed about it. We're going to keep mentioning it. Don't forget to contact him. We're going to give y'all all that information going to the archives. Because I don't know it all offhand. You can check it out in the archives and get all that information. But as well as that, we're going to be posting it up on the flyers and everything, on the GQ College wall, on the GQ College page, the blog page, and all that. I also want to let y'all know, next weekend at the Mimosa, it's Starquasia, my baby girl's daughter, my baby girl's birthday at the Mimosa. She'll be 22. We're going down there Friday, November 16th. I also want to let y'all know, don't forget, it's a Red Cross drive going on for those people that don't have no houses and homes, that got, destroyed because of the Sandy hurricane and everything. November 23rd is Swagger's All Black Affair. I believe it's November 23rd. If I'm mistaken, we're going to go into the archive and let y'all know exactly what it is. It's the Black Friday, put it like that. Black Friday is All Black Affair. That should make it more simple for y'all. And it's definitely going to be going down. That's it for us for tonight's show. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, where dreams come true.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Yeah, Bill Bray. No disrespect to all the surrounding states, but New York be the founders of this rap stuff. You know, nobody gets mad when Bill Gates comes out and says he created everything that you need to use for your computer, you know what I'm saying? So, don't take it the wrong way. Let's just get it.
y'all. Y'all don't remember that, do y'all? If y'all remember Mary